Just a little warning, this podcast does contain some crude language. If you're easily offended, this is maybe not the podcast for you.
Fat bar. On a bar. Millionaire. Short breed. Cycling. SPL, EPL, Highland League, Sausage Roll, Sledging, Dude Called Salmon.
Sports. 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 Sports.
Mass, five for fun. Is it the
player? Yeah, I did go with the teams because you seem to enjoy it last week. I'll give you a clue this week. There are League Cup winning Rangers players. They're not.
I'm a big fan. My mic doesn't work.
Ajax, Inter Milan, Arsenal. Ajax, Inter Milan, Arsenal. Three big clubs, that. Next team, Hibs, Celtic, Monaco, Everton, Fulham. Hibs, Celtic, Monaco, Everton, Fulham. Next, this is main clubs for this next team.
Okay.
PSG, Newcastle, Spurs, Villa, Everton. PSG, Newcastle.
I haven't got one yet.
First mind, total mind block for me, that too.
Spurs, Villa, Everton.
I haven't got one yet. I think I've maybe first team. It's a bit stretch it.
Next team, East Fife, Hibs, Chelsea, Spurs, Rangers, Hearts.
East Fife.
East Fife, Hibs, Chelsea, Spurs, Rangers, Hearts.
What a tough end.
Nobody getting that in. You'd put coins. You'd put coins in it.
Aye.
Bond it.
Ah.
Go on.
Next in, Norwich, Blackburn, Chelsea, Celtic, Birmingham, Villa.
Second, sorry.
Norwich, Blackburn, Chelsea, Celtic, Birmingham, Villa.
Can we just quickly do the other three? I've got no answers, right? It's the first time ever no answers.
And I've got two or three.
Is it, you got, right. Is
I've got my part number four.
Four? Abdi got four? Oh, well, you got four got after four, my clue. Yeah. You put two coins in it. So I can't really get clues for any of this then.
If, no, I want clues. Just say teams again for two and three.
Two and three. Hibs, Celtic, Monaco, Everton, Fulham.
Good.
And three is PSG, Newcastle, Spurs, Villa, Everton.
No. Fourteen, I'm struggling with.
First team, Ajax, Inter Milan, Arsenal.
Bergkamp.
Second team, Hibs, Celtic, Monaco, Everton, Fulham.
Collins.
John Collins.
John Collins.
Fucking obvious when you see it.
Next team, PSG, Newcastle, Spurs, Villa, Everton.
Nah. Ginola.
Ginola.
Fucking just kept me there.
Oh, well, you'll get it. That's good enough.
Not a clue. Not written down, though.
I'll get it, because he got it. Straight away, I'll get them.
Why doesn't he hear it again?
East Fife, Hibs, Chelsea, Spurs, Rangers, Hearts.
Jury.
Pat Nevin.
Gordon Jury.
Good shout.
Jukebox Jury. Norwich, Blackburn, Chelsea, Celtic, Birmingham, Villa.
Sutton.
Which, mate?
Four out of five.
Four. Three.
You got the hardest team.
14.
That was the hardest.
I didn't get Jury. You got a tougher clue.
I didn't think he would play for my heart.
You said Bandit, and I'm like, Next door.
I was going Fruity and Fruit Machine. And I was like, okay. Good in, though.
Good in, I like cutting.
Mm-hmm. I'll be fine.
All right.
Good, thank you.
Yeah. You're bad. What's up, you've been up to this last 7 days? Marcy, you're dying, are you?
I have been suffering. Bit of man flu. Poof. It's just, and again, I've had Sarah Heed's chest shiting. Just, must be some sort of virus.
There is a virus going to be it as well.
But I'm plowing on through. I'm still getting my work. And
You still, did. Burn a chest before heart attack, Mike, did you?
Aye, that's fine. Come on, me. Burning chest.
Can you catch a heart attack?
It's contagious.
Is it?
Aye.
For just sake, Mike. Watch out. Cheers.
Aye.
Hell. How bad?
I'll visit you. So, fan, did it come on, Alice? Last Friday night.
Aye.
Was it poker, like?
I was at poker, aye. That's when it started, like.
Aye.
Just before I went to poker, actually. And then... It's just kind of, I'm all right, and then the next thing, fucking hell, that feel wheel, and then, I'm all right, and then a day has been the worst. This morning, fucking hell. But,
once she's up, away.
Up, away. Coffee.
Aye.
No, it was all right.
Is that your morning routine?
I don't think I could do anything physical.
No.
Like, sparking's fine and easy, is it, Ken? You can plow on through. But I couldn't have, like, thrown about blocks.
Aye.
Or held up, placed up board and shit. I would have killed him.
No way.
I wouldn't have been able to do that.
That's a mug's game, though, eh?
Can't be doing that.
Sparkies have definitely got it easy.
But it's a sensible decision for an early age.
Well, it was not. It was the only job going to boot. I wanted to be a joiner.
Did you?
But I was near joiner jobs, and then I seen the... WM Logan advertisement in the paper.
And now you live in a mansion, so you definitely did the right call.
I almost lost the job in the first day. So when I was younger, I was in trouble. I was up in court on the Monday I was supposed to start.
Aye.
I didn't care that. I thought I was up on the Friday. I got the dates wrong.
Aye.
So I went on the Friday. Oh, no, you're not up on Monday. This was just in the Banff court. I'm like, fuck, I start working Monday. So I thought, I'll go down and see him. A witness, again.
Aye.
A witness to something, and I'm up in court. So I went down and told him, as you finished here, he says.
I genuinely...
Eyes like, you're giving my hassle already, you know, started, so forget it.
Aye.
So I was fucking upset. Went home, mom phoned and managed to talk him round, like, so.
Aye.
And then he tortured me for about 3 years. Some old school fucking old school character building. Ball Logan, oh my
god. Do you work with any apprentices at Barrett's?
Odd stint we new and again,
For the in terms of banter.
Quiet. Have a quiet nowadays.
You'd be the worst.
We can only socialise with our phone, I think. Still be text.
Must be your worst nightmares of journeyman. Terrified, wouldn't you? I'm working with this boy.
Look, come in about, see his moustache. Ken,
shiting yourself.
No.
Why are some in rangy?
Heavy metal music.
Used to think about the things going through your head, how you could tell how you've done it wrong without actually saying I fucked up.
But it's the same thing you was young leaving the school and your first time at a job, you're just scared of me. You just sit here and say nothing.
Do you know, you'll always get one for things he can spick out of time. That's just fatal, isn't it?
Sit down there.
It's like when somebody comes into your football team. You've got to bed yourself in.
Oh, fuck, 100%.
First few weeks, just do your job.
That's one boy comes straight to mind. It's probably the same boy you're thinking of. But when I oust him.
No.
Just come in and thought he could join in and banter straight away. It's like tucking the piss out of boys in the first day.
No.
That's a year in before you're doing it.
I can't find you speaking.
Is he ousted it quite quick?
That's just first day. Thinks he can get involved in like tucking a piss banter, like, but nah, you have to be bed in.
He's
trusted.
You've to earn it. You have to get into the inner circle.
You've got to be earning the slagness.
Well, when I first started at Torrey United, getting your animal. I mean, I went out in a changing room. It was Dowdle, Paddy,
Beardy,
Rennie.
These are our boys. Eddie Rennie.
Experienced lads.
Just sat there and said nothing. Absolutely nothing. I did still kick him at training. Like, they didn't like that.
So, Fiv, you've been up to poker on Friday night?
Poker, final table again.
Aye.
8th this time, though. I got quite a shitty beat, like a dace jack. And boy went all in. He had the biggest stack. And I called him, and he had ace nine.
Bullying you.
So it's like, happy we are. We hot.
Nine.
No. Still? Club for a runner flush. Good.
No good,
so
is it?
So it's fucking, was not happy with that. But, well.
Did you leave?
I just up and left, aye.
Quite right.
I think I got him a donkey or something. And then
Saturday, we use you.
Saturday, I was working all day. And then I went up to Strickland Poker up there. Poor show for me. I was a boy at the table, absolutely fucking steaming, Ken.
Annoying.
And he was just big raises all the time, and it just annoyed me. Oh, so I just started fucking calling him one thing.
Oh.
And he put me out.
Aye.
It's my fault.
You went loose.
And of course, he was on my left.
Oh, so
small blind, big blind.
Every time you raised,
I was queen ten suited, and I just called him. And this was every time you raised, so you raised, like, fuck it, all in.
Aye.
And he called. He actually had an ace five, and he got an ace. I was open ended, straight drawing, but never hit it. I was. He was just annoying, man. He was so drunk, Ken. He couldn't even count his chips. Now
I just pisses me off.
But you shouldn't have let that affect you. But the other way up there, just
to spunk him.
Aye.
Driving, pinties.
Aye, I drove. Aye,
aye. Shandies.
Nine and fine. No, I didn't. No. I had one pint. Aye.
Shandy, tops.
I drove here.
No,
Sunday.
Tops. Aye.
Aye.
And Sunday, working in the morning, and then straight to the club to watch a football.
Was it club to watch it?
Watched
still
it.
A cloudy.
It was not that busy, to be honest. I think a lot of folk was at a game.
Aye.
I think it would have been busier on the TSB probably. McGarry was there and he had to win, so I think he was one good cent. He can sit through in a lounge in the club. So I just went there and sat with Gary and watched it.
Mm-hmm.
So, aye. And I went home. But I did have 5-6 pints and then went home and watched the backers and went to bed.
Aye.
Partners poor.
Aye. Defence. Terrible. Couldn't have stopped. Fucking Baker Mayfield made him look like fucking Dan Marino. So. Yeah. But playing like that, that would have been the playoffs because we'll get slaughtered.
So you're not going to get playoffs now, yeah?
I don't think so. Seahawks won last night.
They won last night.
That's fucked us, I think.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But that would have been it. It's a bit like Rangers going out to Champions League. That would have to happen.
Aye.
It's good for a club, but it's not good for the fans because you can't get slaughtered. But Love's actually been all right, to be honest.
See, boys, tackle yesterday. Was it last night or at weekend? He's got banned for the whole season, rest of the season.
Just NFL?
No.
No.
What's the boy's name?
Team?
I can't remember. I just watched the clip.
Neil Simpson, no?
Bit of boy, full length dive, caught it, and then he just cleaned him out on the face. Aye. And he'd
aye, shot. Head to head.
Right.
Aye.
And then, so he's been banned for the rest of the season.
Mm-hmm. You put on a highlight clip of like big hits. Every one of them.
Are all banned?
You're banned for almost every one I watch.
Yeah. Jesus
you're
Christ.
You're flogged straight away. Unnecessary roughness.
Some of the boys getting folded in half.
Oh,
getting
some of the tackles back in the day.
Oh, fuck being a receiver running through the middle of the field getting thrown about.
See if you was in the middle of the park and you got a you'd be like, oh no, I'm getting you've snapped got, in two.
It's one thing catching these bars, right? But you can, I'm going to catch this and I'm going to want to take a severe hit.
And it's the aims when they catch it. What's he in last night for the boys in Bamford? Catch it as they hit you.
Aye.
And you know, as you said, you can, it's coming a bit.
Well, they time them so well, and that corners are fucking, they're lightning quick and strong as fuck, and they are nae feared to hit you.
No.
Big Gene Upshaw used for the Raiders, he used to hear a thing, plaster cast, and cut it to tin opener. So you get it underneath folks' helmets and rive the helmet clean off.
Plaster of Paris or something they used to use.
Fucking wild.
Just a club.
Just a club.
Aye.
Yeah,
used to use a tin opener.
For yourself, Chef, have you been up to this weekend?
I had a day off on Friday.
Oh, aye. Just using up the holidays.
Using up the holidays before end of year, sign.
Fine. Again.
You up to?
I was wrapping presents.
Wrapping, was you?
You was?
I mean the wife.
What's your technique for wrapping?
Just
I like sitting in the sofa with an iron board in front of me.
Just crumple them up and rocks on a cell
day.
What are you doing?
That's too high.
Fit.
Iron board's too high for sitting on the sofa.
Iron boards are just one height.
I see it is. Shows you how much I care about iron boards.
I've never wrapped a present in my life.
I was getting out of the hang din. Because it's normally din on Christmas Eve, Ken, for the kids and that. So we just did it.
Santa, isn't it?
Aye, Sunday, sorry. So I just sat in the flea and fucking horse through. So it's fine. Mm-hmm. And then Lisa had her work's Christmas dinner. So she went out like that and I just was sharpening chisels all afternoon.
Okay.
It was fine. And then poker Friday night.
You win?
No, after three hands.
I didn't see the decks. Three hands?
Three hands.
What happened?
I played all three hands.
Uh-huh.
Won the first team, big, decent pot with a bluff. Pure bluff.
Uh-huh.
Won it. Second team, I was in a big blind. Pair of threes. There was a couple of a raise went through and there was three of us left. And I thought, ah, fuck. It was big blinds. It wasn't a huge raise. So I thought, I'll call it. And if a three comes out, nobody will think I've got a pair of threes, so I'm trips, tidy. Come out ace, 10, 3, I think it was. Well, I was an ace and a three, and I thought, oh, that's fine. So I just checked it, because I was the first team to act, got a raise, got a call. So I called, I thought, well, that two's maybe got an ace in their hand. That's tidy, mm-hmm. I'm happy we are. Then another ace come out on the turn. A fucking tidy, mm-hmm. full house, and they've hot trip aces. Nice. Raised. Got a call, got an all-in. I called, he called. Three all-ins, basically. So it's a nice one. Right enough, ace, trip aces, now the full house.
Did that boy hit a straight, did he, or something?
No.
No?
Three.
Nang.
Nang?
Nang. Ace, king, ace, five.
Aye.
Five come out in the river to beat my full house.
Aye, so he had a high, he so had an ace and a five, and he had a five.
Three aces and hot a five.
Aye, so
my god.
He said, five. So I get something had gone on just the why you left and you looked at me. I thought, oh, it's not good.
But, so I was a sickener, right? But I'd still about 1200, 1500 because they bought a four. So I was like, right, I've still got something.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I was a blow. And my pet hate for poker, I'm sorry.
I've no time for that. Yeah, that's like sole purpose.
That's the whole purpose is
sorry.
When
nobody's sorry about knocking nae cunt.
No, no.
I'm fucking delighted you're out. Nicking a shit. Did I say sorry?
It's almost patronising, doing it.
Get the fuck.
That's why you say it.
Aye.
That's why I say it.
Aye.
Did you wind I've up? Knocked you out before. Oh, sorry. A heap of chips and mint. Sorry, Shed.
Nae for me. Well, anyway. So next hand comes out, gets ace queen suited.
Aye.
In a small blind. I thought, oh, fuck, tidy. Goes through and a boy throws in a three, I think it was 300 he raised. And it was a young lad who comes along sometimes with the, I can't mind his name.
Boy with the hat on, no?
Aye.
Aye, he won. That's him that put me out.
Did he?
Aye.
Oh, well,
Stevens.
Aye, something like that. And I thought, well, he sometimes plays a bit raggedy, Ken. And I thought, that's fine. So he raised, I went all in. He called, I was like, oh, it's fine, I'm happy enough. We get a call here. Threw our ace queen suited. He throws or 8-6 off suit.
you're already fuming, aren't you?
I thought, no, I was fucking delayed. Summing 6-6. Fuck you, see you later.
No way.
Honestly. Make him back.
Straight away, I'm going, fast shuffling these cards.
Fuck me.
Oh, is it?
Fuck the horse.
Nigga, I'm back. That was Friday. Saturday. Oh, I was supposed to be refing Saturday.
Oh, aye.
Game got cancelled. I cancelled the game.
Oh, was it?
They playable.
Still sulking.
Executive decision.
All right.
Reason. Water. Well, I can't pitch anyway. It's a contour pitch and it's opposite CA McDonald kind of garage.
Aye.
It's a made up pitch. And I hods of water like fuck.
Aye.
So a boy text earlier on week saying, look, this could be touch and go.
Aye.
But to be fair, it went up on Saturday morning, sent through videos. And to be fair, it was weak there. But it was like, I mean, I'm thinking, I could play that. Then he sent another video. He says, I can't get a pint to go down in the
grunt.
On the grunt. So, I was near lines up one side of the pitch.
Nice. Yeah, novice.
He says, I can pit cones down. I says, no, you're not pitting cones down. Can't I play that game off at my game off? So, £200 shop instead.
Oh.
And then was out for a meal Saturday night, 5 with my mum and the kids and Lisa. Lovely.
Aye.
Was it fine?
Oh, hey?
Really good. Salmon, then duck, and then.
Is that two mains?
Salmon, duck. I have a pudding. Oh, a cookie dough mint ice cream thing.
Oh, aye.
Cup of coffee and a cocktail, so it's fine.
Aye.
Salmon, nah, and it's salmon.
Nah, me like. Either.
Was it hot smoked or just a slithers?
Slithers.
Fine.
But it was fine. Some pickle, cucumber, and something.
Smells else. Bad, and it tastes shite. It doesn't even look good. Looks that horrible. Pinky shit is.
Looks about. It's got spew written over it.
Lovely. Then duck, medium duck.
I do like a bit of duck.
Can I, was that like a blackcurrant jus with it or?
Oh, just stuff.
just as on that subject of duck. Duck bides in a Muggy Moss site.
Oh, does he?
Bides in a flat.
Oh.
And the Ibis parks his Mercedes in the double yellows. It doesn't matter. I've seen, he's got a wee badge. Say Aberdeen FC in the corner of his windy.
Oh, duck.
So the staff can.
Yeah.
I was walking by his car today. I should have taken a photo of it, but I didn't know what it looked like. A dick standing outside his car. Took a photo in case he seen me or something, and then I'd feel shitty. But he's got a duck on his dash with an Aberdeen strip on. Is that acceptable?
No.
And I know Gunnar listens to this all the time, so you better slaughter him for that.
Because I walk by his car every day. And that just appeared today. Like, that's the first time I've seen it.
No.
That's all right. No. So that was Saturday.
I find Sunday kids fit back. Contour got beat, faking tour. So
managed to get lines doing today.
No, they changed it to the Astro because the boy had a bit of selfie. Right. So he's like, "Well, book Astro." So got beat the fit bar, and then him watched the red zone. It's fine. Watched the Aberdeen game, and watched the Liverpool Man United game.
Oh,
two horrendous games of football, but well, come on.
Yourself, Dunk.
Obviously,
you need your work tonight. You eating Thursday?
Aye. Snooze fest. Left early. So enough said about that. Friday and then Saturday at football with you. Doing a Torra game, which was enjoyable till the last 10 minutes. And then Sunday, horrific day. And then here we are.
I love Dunk's weekend summary. We are spec for about 20 minutes. Dunk is yeah, you're right. And that's it.
Good stuff.
Unless there's something happening with the kids, we might get a story about kids' kid.
Well, that's
or a wife.
Nay, Oscar Pistorius. Michael,
Friday night. Where was I?
Rustic.
It was a rustic grill. Was there for our supper. Just meeting up with Chugs and Donna. I haven't seen them in a while.
No, but there was a story here at Fitba. Mike's like a celebrity doing it at Fitba on Saturday. Oh. Every man and his dog like went to speak to him, and then I met Kirsty's brother and his pals. Is that Mike? I was introduced you to Mike. I think he did a few pints over there. I introduced you about an hour ago. Oh no, but I didn't care, it was Mike for the pod. And I goes, well, that is.
Aye, so
he's expecting somebody more handsome, Mike. Come here, Mike.
Sure. Looks different.
His tones, I just envisioned the handsome man, Matt tones. I'm not saying you're not handsome. No,
kind of even my new haircut. Friday, Rustic Grill, just meet up with Chugs and Donna for a meal and seen him in a while. So, had a meal and went through to TSB to watch a Fitba. Spurs, Nottingham Forest. So, I had a couple of beers, came about 10 o'clock. Saturday. Oh, doing much Town United by yourself. Up the road, we had a Shieland tour.
Oh,
Saturday night. Sunday, well, I was obviously up at 3:30 in the morning. The carry on out the back of my house, fucking chopper tried to land in my house, fucking early hours in the morning. So that was me awake for 3:30.
Aye. Can I get back to sleep?
Never got back to sleep because I take Tina Lane into work and at 7 o'clock to the hospital. So came here, sat down, I thought, oh, maybe had a wee sleep, nap, out and wash cars and shit like that. Eventually came in, thought, sit down, watch a Fitba. Fell fast asleep. missed out the Fitba.
Did you slept through Aberdeen game?
Aye.
Did you?
Aye, probably would be as wee lads.
I was getting you a shout to see if you wanted to come down to the club. Like.
Aye, but I fell asleep. And woke up back at four, I think the game was done.
Aye.
Then went to pick up a wife for the hospital, came back out, and that was it. Mm-hmm. Then obviously they picked up a dog a day for Pierre Heed. So it's a dog back now.
What's your dog's name?
Poppy.
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 Obviously.
Aye. Mm-hmm. So, no, it was good. Fine again. Just a kind of quieting before the festivities kind of start. And
so how old's the puppy?
9 weeks.
9 weeks. So you'll be house training it.
Aye.
Great job, that is it.
Oh, fucking shit.
Laying a log in the middle of your carpet. Aline, fucking little bastard.
Aline picked it up and what I put outside and it was shiting up through the lobby, can't be height. So, it stinks in a.
Jesus.
Puppies,
no
puppies,
way
puppies
that getting
stink.
On my use.
You bairns.
And the thing is, you think the smell's lingering. Because once it's in your nose, it's it.
Yeah.
It might not be a smell. Somebody will walk in your house and they smell. You smell that? And they're like, no. They're like, probably smell it. I can smell it.
There's nothing worse than dog shit, is there?
Dog shit's worse. No.
That's the worst.
Cat shit's worse.
Is it?
Cat shit's a fucking. It's vile.
So this is a cat, aye.
But it was a weekend. Sunday, as I said, carry on. And honest to God, my street was like Union Street and Sunday. Murder folk and about doing. I've never seen a four in my life. Nosing. Rubbernecking.
Aye. So if it did happen,
I'd have can. Some supposedly a coin was run down.
Aye.
Aye. But the shoes there lifted. I'm no idea. I think it's been in the PNJ or something like that. But
who the noise at chopper landed?
Oh, yeah. Who was vibrating?
Was it?
Aye, for the first time at night.
I have to watch that part now.
Go can in, like, for fuck's sake.
No, fucking hoos was sharking. What the hell's that? And looked out and fucking big light in a hand shining down.
Boy looking at her windies and
So I was my weekend, not much nothing but Fitba was doing much in Tyre United. Good game.
Was they just run out of steam, didn't they?
First half kinda Tyre seemed to maybe the better Bucky in the first half.
Like, and then for the first 60 minutes and then they sort of came into Bucky after that and then running out of gas. Made a couple of changes which kind of changed the game, I thought.
Fat Bucky did after Tara.
Aye.
Bucky made a couple of changes at half time because they were having a lot of joy doing the right hand side.
He kind of went, he took off a
left back
attacking player and put a defender on me. And then we dropped a bit deeper and then. But I watched the second half next to dugout and biggest thing I noticed about him was like he's immersed in the game. Mm-hmm. Kind of like there's Highland League boys shouting, screaming at a bit. He was like, boys speaking to him, he's ignoring Abdi else. He's like fully immersed in what's going on.
Yeah.
A couple of tactical things he said I'd never heard before. And just what he in the head fair was like, the boy was on, but nobody picking up for a wide free kick. And he goes, would I pick up for wide free kicks? Never heard that in my life. He says, well, it's again, because obviously I was there, I was just obviously marking space. And obviously nobody was marking. So his assistant was like, nobody's picking up. And he goes, would I pick up for wide free kicks? Just mark space.
Aye.
I hadn't seen that before.
It's like a zonal thing.
Aye, basically. But he was saying only for wide free kicks.
Aye. But no, they played really, really well, Tara. They did. They played really well. Obviously went 1-0 up. Then just never did.
Tough score. Good goal.
It was a boy.
Was a good goal.
Just for the corner. Winner boy. A couple of boys got some serious skill in that Tara team. The boy.
McEwen.
Number 10. McEwen. Another boy was playing on the left.
McCormack.
He's got some serious skill.
Aye.
Boy McKenzie played well.
What played good. Liam played well again. Dublin played a good game. I think a lot of
the back three's good.
Mm-hmm.
That boy they've got on loan for Aberdeen's good player. Finlay Murray.
Yeah. Even keeper. Solid keeper. Just the last 10 minutes. Kind of just.
I haven't seen him about a year. There's a marked difference for the last time I saw him, like how they're playing high pressing.
Aye. I think I've seen a bit of difference for Dino to a lot of. Warren, like,
mm-hmm.
a bit pressing, but like.
Good to watch. Good game.
Really good.
Bucky's one of the best teams, so they're on him close.
Mm-hmm.
But you've seen the difference.
Sit in, they went for
it. No, they went for it.
Yeah.
It's always good to see, isn't it?
Bucky are big boys, though. With
big lads,
big lads. Good team, like Bucky.
It's a modern way now, is it? I think it's easy as a manager to go in and just sit back. We'll sit back. If they're better than us, we'll sit back. We'll soak up the pressure and hit them on the break.
Aye.
I think on a break, yeah, it's harder to, like, your tactics, so you press them and go and fucking test them. Can
Yeah.
It's Cruyff philosophy, isn't it?
I just hope they can keep that team, because when you look at them, they look young still. So yeah. You just think, if you can keep them together,
they'll fill out,
they're good.
Yeah.
Just missed a few chances. We could get a. But Abdi's looking for a striker. But it was good.
Yeah, it was a really good game. Really good game.
Good crowd and good banter.
Bucky take a lot of fans, do they? Mm-hmm. Fair play to Bucky. They take a lot of fucking fans.
Aye, they're well supported team.
Aye, probably, as we mentioned before, probably biggest supported team in the Highland League. And the corporate day was Mobbit. Rampart was
Mobbit.
Mobbit. Mobbit.
Steaming.
Full for anybody.
Sold out. Capacity.
Stop
it, full.
Just a shame they just didn't get a point for the game, like. But well. I see it as a massive improvement.
Mm-hmm.
So,
lessons and as it comes.
Well, you learn fair defeat, do you?
You learn me a fair defeat sometimes.
Especially the defeats. Loco's got another defeat.
4-2.
That's Scotty Barber, new record holder, is it, the Broch?
Beat Mike Stephen.
Mike Stephen's record.
So many goals.
238, is it? 238 goals. Mm-hmm. He must be up every one of the best strikers in the Highland League, maybe, is seen.
Must be, because the numbers don't lie, do they?
If you're a top scorer for a Broch, then you've got to be in the conversation.
Yeah.
Broch's a top Highland League team and have been for a long time. And if you're their top scorer, then.
Tells you all you need to get, I think.
He is a good player, there's no question about it. He's been the main man there for a while. Mike Stephen was a great player.
Mm-hmm.
He missed his goal for out wide.
Aye.
He played out to left, did he?
Wide left.
Shows you how good he was.
Exactly.
So, been a Highland League, seen a lot of good strikers.
Mm-hmm. Over the years, definitely. I was trying to do some digging this week, but there's such a lack of information on the internet, is there, with regards to the Highland League?
You need to speak to an old buddy.
You need to speak to these old boys that's been there and done it and watched it all for years.
Aye.
The Lokis have got a big book out of the history of the Hale Club, which is pretty it's really interesting. Like, Buck for Buck in the junior days. That's a massive, great, big, fucking thick thing.
Sorry, you know, maybe hit up and probably chucked out.
I think as much records it took, maybe since the start of the Highland League, but I think it was a club before the Highland League club.
I think so. Forgot that, you know. It's a competitive league this year through the Highland League.
Very much so.
I would say it's far doing us halfway.
But then you've got another, after that, you've got competitive the other way, as in the bottom.
Because Strathbay only got
Clark won it again, didn't they?
Did he?
2-1, I think.
They needed that winning, huh?
Mm-hmm. Strathbay only got beat 1-0 by a decent team, I can't remember.
For Martin,
aye.
So
thrashed Brecon.
Aye. Was it Lossie Vale?
No, Keith beat Vale, would it?
Was it 3-2.
Keith beat Vale?
3-2.
No, Vale 2-0 with Wick.
That's what I thought. I must have been a Wick of 4 then, was it?
Aye, Keith being
I normally have the results written down. I printed it off yesterday at work, but for left it at work.
Duh, man, I've done it before.
Banks of Deith, they won the Aberdeenshire Cup last week, did they, against Aberdeen?
They're flying, they've definitely got a chance by the looks of it.
But Bucky's only played 12 games and they're only 6 points behind, so they could be fucking 5 points in front or something like that once they get other games.
Yeah, they were 15, something. Did you say last week 15 wins in a row, Nairn, or something?
3-3.
They were 3-3 with Banks of Deith.
Banks of Deith, but it's something about Haim results.
Is it Haim results?
Undefeated in 15 or something like that, somebody was saying.
Mm-hmm.
Good place to play up here.
Aye.
Cracking pitch, like guy.
In Huntley, they got humped, did they, for Brecon?
They're missing Hale, surely.
5-0, was it?
Aye.
Since we went up to watch that Forfar game, I was now.
Have they won a game?
I think they've won half a rail since then, I think.
Aye.
Fairly going down now,
missing the boy Hale?
I think they must be.
They will be.
Well.
Aye.
And again. Maybe they are, aye.
Well, again, the results, and I went to their wife a few weeks ago.
You wonder if that's a good move for Ham and Hale again. That's two. Pumped 4-0 both times.
You said are they preparing for the Highland League maybe?
Is that a good move for Elgin?
God knows, but poison chalice, I think.
Well, you hear a lot of rumours of things that's happened in Elgin and stuff like that.
Seemingly like somebody was pumping in money, it was CC'd in an email.
Incorrectly.
Who shouldn't have been or something. And he read it, and as soon as he read it, he a sip. pulled the plug and
so that Hena, bitch, were they?
That could be a two band pod fact. Just the rumours that are circulating.
Yeah, definitely.
He just pulled the plug and the money, like. So I reckon that might be bullshit, like, but
it sounds good.
Sounds amazing.
But if they're raking a Highland League for managers, I think that tells you there's now a lot of money.
There's now a lot of money or ambition.
If you're an Elgin player and you see,
I'd like to see him come back in, make it a better league.
Elgin be a big.
They go straight in as one of the top teams, wouldn't they?
Yeah. Well, they'd have managed that Trag boys, like, I would think.
I'd say that would be breaking, and breaking still
would struggle. Probably the current team would struggle to get humped if it was a 6-1 for Genefield Swift.
That's right.
There's some good players, though.
Borough Briggs is a brilliant place to
play. I've never played there. I've seen it, like, plenty of times, but I've never played there.
Owen Cairns is there now, is he?
Is he?
Elgin, is he, Owen Cairns? He
was at Boy Reid, was. Did he not get put out?
He was last season, though, was he?
Was last season.
There's another Aberdeen player on loan as well.
I remember at Durham when we tried to get him back.
Aye.
He's not doing much at the Dons, is he, Boy Reid?
He's at Peterhead, isn't he?
Is he?
Aye.
No, they're doing alright. Peterhead.
Yeah, they're working well. They're flying.
Aberdeen, they're not doing well. Doing alright. Was you in last Thursday, Dunkey? Oh, he wasn't in at the European game.
Typical.
It's a good result for the Dons, was it? Well, last Thursday.
That's probably the best team they've got. And then they've played the second team.
Well,
in the
just concentrating on the Thursday's game, weren't they? What speak about Sunday?
Well, at least you're concentrating on that. Nay, brother. I've plenty to say on that, no?
You'd probably say if that I want to say there was no pressure on that game.
Well, it's a glorified friendly, is it? Absolutely nothing to play for. Apart from Aberdeen financially getting some good money out of it for a club, which is good, but as a sporting event, there's nothing on it. Aberdeen were out in Frankfurt, were second, and they couldn't get first, so absolutely. You boys may be fooled by that, but I'm there.
Still a game, is it? Still
a game. It's a glorified friendly.
Still wet win, though.
Dead rubber.
Aye, it is. It's a dead rubber. If Frankfurt needed to win that game, they would have come and turned Aberdeen your neighbour there.
But we're now technically better than Bayern Munich. The Rangers are better than Real Madrid, are they? A good result for them against Betis.
I'll top the group after that.
Yeah.
Get a bye through the last 16 instead of 32.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't say that game didn't have any meaning. Plus, it was a waffy game.
Do you watch it?
They hadn't been beating the league at home last season.
Didn't they? You watch a game?
I did, aye. It's a fucking great game to watch, some game. Again, it's a modern way. In the past, Rangers would have went there and defended, but they went there and attacked. And at times I thought, this is a bad move, because it looked like, at 1-1, it looked like Betis was going to really womp us. But every time Rangers went forward, it looked like scoring. I was saying Dessers up for the Ballon d'Or for a while.
Jesus.
Then he referred to type on Sunday.
Oh, aye, he was back to being Dessers on Sunday, aye, for sure. But, Europe was... it was good. It was three wins.
First time in 20 years.
Three wins, but two of them was meaningless.
Aye.
Totally meaningless. Celtic were already out. Feyenoord already got to Europa and they couldn't qualify. So another totally meaningless game. But if you'd watched it once they won a game with the fans and the players are hugging each other, like, you'd thought they'd won a European Cup. They were out of Europe altogether.
Okay.
Another fucking, like you say, dead rubber.
Aye.
You can't argue with it. It's a glorified friendly.
It was a nothing game.
Mm-hmm. Why hate? Well, you have to hear it.
Well,
you've got to
fulfill the fixtures.
And there's money.
Money involved in it. And
if you get points at competitions, you obviously get money, like so.
Yeah. But then Sunday was a big game.
Yeah.
I never seen it, so.
Well, I watched it.
Oh, how was it?
Fucking hell.
You were there, Dunk. Come on, eh?
Well, you just need to say one thing. It was.
Is your headphones now working?
No. It was zero shots, one target. That's all you need to say. That's not how many you can say on it. It's a cup final. You think it went on a game, let alone a cup final, with no shots on target. And I can hear it till the cows came home about money, budgets, or anything like that. But they're paid enough to get a shot on goal.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking shocking, honestly. I had a perfect seat. I've never been up in the top tier at Hampden. Perfect view of the pitch and the setup. And it's no five at the back, it's seven. Because it's five in a line, and the two holders 5 yards in front. Ridiculous. Then 40 yards, I got, because obviously I see it Pataudry, but I got a better view because I was higher up to see how big a gap was. You got boys feeding on scraps, get a touch of bar, maybe within 40 yards of you. Just defence was good, fucking good enough. The centre backs were good. Seema's been Rangers' best player. Devlin was superb against him, but going forward, fucking ridiculous. Aye. Like, fuming, I was like, pay all your fucking money to go down there for that.
Next thing, two passes.
Acceptable. Plain and simple. I don't give a fuck if anybody says. I'll argue till the cows come home. I go every fucking game, and that's just pish.
Aye.
A cup final.
Turn up like that.
First time in 5 years, and I won a cup in 10 years, and that's what you churn out. Not acceptable.
It was dire to watch.
Was it?
Oh, I can only imagine.
The first half is the worst half of football I've seen in a long, long time.
We also never watched Ross County versus Dundee.
Think it was Adams was preempted that game.
But he's right. By fuck, it was hard watch. Rangers. Terrible. Rangers were slightly better, but
slightly
much.
Better. Aye.
Fucking hell.
It was just a game of Aberdeen defending. They kicked it to Rangers, and Rangers did absolutely nothing with it in the first half. The second half, Rangers were better. Aberdeen just were Aberdeen.
And then make a couple of changes with 10 minutes to go and put Rangers under a tiny bit of pressure. You're like, well, what the fuck? Ken, do you for the fucking start?
Aye.
Like, keep getting telling us about these are good players. Well, fucking let us see it. It's Ken's. I've always been in his camp. That tactics for a cup final is fucking shocking. And that pishy come away with about we've got no right to. Nobody's saying you've got any right. No Aberdeen fan thinks that Aberdeen can go play Rangers or Celtic and dominate possession. Nobody thinks that. But for they expect, it's fucking a shot on goal.
Well, a minimum you'd expect in a cup finalist to a fucking goal.
Correct.
At least. And if you get beat fucking 5-0, you get beat 5-0. But if you thin a goal and put Rangers under right pressure.
And it's end to end, and they've just picked you off with fucking better players. Okay, fair enough.
They wouldn't have got beat 5-0 if it did a goal.
No.
There's no way. No. That Rangers team's not good enough to beat him 5-0 Dessers is not a great player.
See if everybody.
He was singing Rangers' praises at the end. And I'll tell you, that's. It's not a great squad.
No.
It's not a great Rangers team. No. Clement's got him playing, he's got him together, but it's not a great team.
If Aberdeen had went for him and gotten a goal in front, and held him for a 10,
and then
15
played
minutes,
like that, maybe.
And then again, the Rangers fans would have soon fucking started turning.
Oh, fuck.
You know what I mean?
Hey, let him off it.
Let him
big
off.
Thing. Big thing.
Yeah.
We've been pretty supportive
Kind of support that.
Robson, but Aberdeen's not a good team. Simple as that. Look at the league. Just look for they are in the league. And are you confident they'll beat Livy and Imor? You're not, are you? You'd like to think they will. But you're not that confident. You think they'd beat Kelly? They didn't.
Livy have scored in 6 games, so even if they score, it's a negative on everybody. but then I scored for 6 games.
Mm-hmm.
But a league doesn't lie.
No.
And he's been using excuses about Europe. Well, that's finished now.
He's got 4 games.
Saying, oh, we're in a cup final. Well, that's out the door now. So
he has to win all these games now.
It's just the league new, so there's no more excuses.
Yeah.
But I'll say it again.
I got in another argument with a boy in front of me. Shinny again was that high up. He is so far off the pace. It's unbelievable. And even his socials are turning on him now. His aptitude or his effort, but his body card, he kind of get close to folk. He could be the fittest guy in the team, like you say. Well, that's continuous running, but in terms of changing direction, getting him out, he kind of get her.
Well, I think we found for game.
If
I
get to play him in the middle of the park, they've got no chance.
You like to see a boy running about, marking fouls, getting stuck in a boot, but you've all in centre of the park, you need to be able to keep the ball. He can't do it.
No, that's what I'm saying. So
he runs about, table. Marks tackles, and you think, well, that's good, Ken, but now. When he gets a bar, let's play some fat bar. But I'd say tactics is real.
And I look at Barron, and I says, fit does Shinny D better? Apart from tackling harder, that's it. Barron can get about a pitch better. He's better on the bar. He can pass the bar, and he can keep the bar. And he puts Shinny in. And then Pulvara comes on. Look a wee bit better because he can get through the pitch.
Look at Pulvara against Frankfurt. He's a nothing game. Aberdeen look better without Shinny.
Better without Shinny. The best performances this season have been Shinny's not played.
Aye.
But... it's mirroring last made a road for his own back because he's captain. They were dropping.
Aye.
I think as a manager, yeah, he's trying to play your best team. And usually as a manager, does Kane his best players.
I agree with that.
So, Ken, it must be. You see, can you think, oh, Barron should be playing? But he probably sees Shinny up against Barron in training, and Shinny's probably a better player than him.
Possibly.
So that's probably why he's playing.
Playing him. Mm-hmm.
But Can you? Social media.
Oh my god.
I say, oh, Barron's not playing because he's not signing a contract, and some of the shit that come out of Huawei. And are they Robson's a hun?
Aye.
That's another rain in social media. And you can, he's not grown up around, he's not grown up in Aberdeen.
Aye.
He grew up at, he was a youth player at Rangers, he's played for Celtic, he's more of a one of them than one of us.
What's that? Yeah,
some of the shit you read in social media.
I got in another argument because somebody went, started either shouting at a ref, and I goes, I turned around and goes, I'm sick of fucking hearing this. It's our fine until we go behind. And once we go behind, it's the ref's fault. I says, when had a shot on goal? That's how we're getting beat. Plain and simple.
Fuck all the day with the ref.
And if Roos could fucking keep about your fucking net.
I thought he should have saved
that.
He didn't have a bad game apart from
he
that.
He did have a good game. But that's life and times of a goal, innit?
That hail fucking sequence of that. The bar, he got past the boy
too easy.
Bar command too easy. There's nobody picking up at back post. Keeper should have saved it.
To be fair to the goalie, he's kicked it into ground. That's what you're told as a striker.
Kick it into ground.
Kick it down into ground. He does it into ground, and then it's difficult for a goalie to judge your bounce. So to be fair to him, we are, but you still expect a decent goalie to save it.
Because if it didn't go in, it would have been a penalty, would have.
Aye.
Right. Was there VAR issues?
Fat about the penalty shouts, like, on anybody.
I've not watched it back, but folk at my work said, no penalties.
I'm not hearing none of that.
I can understand the frustration with the sharp pool, because obviously Rangers got in at Petardley with a sharp pool, and then you see Cantwell pulling.
That is the same thing, isn't it? Going by the shite they've been getting.
Aye, but then that's the inconsistency.
I think it's clutching at straws. That Duke scene, well, you were saying that Cantwell was embarrassing for a dive, and Duke had a few bad dives, like.
Aye.
And then Ian in the box is never a penalty. Ian Butland comes out, he's already half doing it before he even touches him.
None of them are
clutching at straws, like. But
the only thing you could have said was a pen was a pulling a shirt. Right. If there's only consistency in the game of football,
I can understand the frustration the Aberdeen fans were at him, to be honest.
But even then, was it a pen?
I did say the goal to Neen was a soft pen, but you always do. You chance it if you pull a shirt in a box, and it's seemingly, I think it was the same boy in VAR. And he's obviously gave Rangers that in, and they gave Aberdeen that in. So I do understand. That's fun folk get wound up, isn't it?
Aye.
So I do understand that. But I personally don't think it was a pen, like. But
no, I don't think it was either, to be fair.
So if it was a shinny, then I suppose the shinny should have been sent off or something.
The elbow in the back of the head.
Never a pen.
The only enjoyment I was going to get, I thought Ruby was about to start cleaning boys out in the last minute in that melee in the net.
Aye.
I thought.
Well, that's even they were claiming a penalty.
Was it? Aye.
That was not a pen.
No.
But Jer's treble still on.
Quadruple.
Quad,
Quad's on.
Oh, aye.
Quad's on. We wreck it Rogers at Celtic.
Wreck it. Fucking wreck it Rogers, man.
I tell you.
I've never seen him. So he's usually quite cool, composed in interviews. He's losing his shit. Like,
fucking great. Get
lost his shit against St Johnstone.
The best fans in the world. Three bad results, and they're waiting to attack the chairman.
Okay. Aye, the board, they're a sack of board job.
Three games. They've had free reign for 10 years. Three bad results, and it's like,
that's why Rogers won all that he did. Rogers won all that he did when I was near Rangers. Rangers are on a go now, and he can't handle it. He doesn't. I told you four boys, and you fucking knocked me. He's a bad manager. You fucking may laugh and you talk a piss, but he's a bad manager. Oof. Mark my words, he'll be out of a job by the end of the season.
Because
Rangers are now going to win.
Is that a two-bomb fact?
Rangers are now, I've changed my mind altogether. Rangers are going to win the league.
I'm right behind you here.
I think Rangers are going to win the league.
No, I think Rangers will win the league now.
I think, well, Celtic's got a lot of money, have they? So they might spend big in January.
That's not the only thing I can think of.
Why are you getting in January?
That's true, aye.
Miowski,
10 million.
Aye.
Yep.
I reckon after watching the cup final,
they're fit.
He didn't look fit.
But a lot of Celtic players obviously go out of the Asian Cup or whatever it is. Is we left at Christmas, isn't it?
Oh, right. I reckon if Rogers is done.
I know.
To mark all that players bad.
Well, okay.
Injuries. Hitati's injured. Abada's injured.
They missed Maeda big time.
Maeda,
he came back on Saturday, did he? So he's back.
So is their squad.
Boy Phillips has been a bit of a disaster. He's a bit of a donkey, is he?
Hearts pumped him, though.
Reece Williams at Aberdeen and him, and they played 30-odd games together for Liverpool, and a couple of donkeys.
Shankland, I mean, his first goal, there's nobody near him.
Nope.
Just heeds it in.
He's
near him. And the boys, it's a good free kick, to be fair.
Right. Just those Shankly's run a wall for you.
It's a hen of wah. He's curled it around the wah. It's a wah side. So I reckon him.
Bad position in the wah.
Maybe I'm enjoying it, though. I'd be sick of sight myself. I love it.
Because how many points were they in front? Now, if Rangers win their games in hand,
they're a point ahead.
A point ahead.
If they win their games in hand.
So St. Johnston on Wednesday.
St. Johnston on Wednesday. We've got St. Johnston and Fuzz of their game.
We called Levine Wright and Adam to get him on St. Johnston to get relegated. They've won 4 out of 5 games.
It's nae over yet.
Nah,
couldn't
have
believed it. It's nae over yet.
I tell you, momentum swinging Rangers white.
There's a new boy. Fucking is. Clements made a massive difference.
They'll get a win. They'll beat Celtic in the 30th.
Yeah. Was that Parkhead?
Aye.
I was Ken, you're obviously happy to win the final, but we played really bad. Really bad. It's a worrying performance, to be honest. You know, he was happy. The main thing is winning. But we played so bad.
You've got to mind, you know, who are a tough game.
I look at Range, I think it's a valid point that Fintavenir goes, that's irreplaceable. 120, that's irreplaceable.
Your Rangers are
still assists. Goals, mm-hmm. You'll never be able to replace
still
that.
Still dodgy to back Rangers.
They'll still get penalties, though.
So. No, but it's just.
Just for us to get to score
them. 112, and the amount of, and he basically dictates the game for fullback when.
Yeah.
And he's got a lot of stick for Rangers fans. It wasn't that long ago there was heading up banners about him being fit to lead the club and that.
Aye.
Which is fucking. That's Glasgow, eh?
For my point of view, though, it's fine. Just for a change again, Rangers stuff. I'm getting on to Celtic now, so it's fine.
Hundon.
No, my fuck. I hate Celtic equally. And Rangers. But I'm just saying a fine change for Rangers. Get on to Celtic. Wind them up a bit, you know.
Because a boy of my work's a Bucky fan. He's a cleaner at work and he's a Celtic fan. And said he whacked out. And I goes, listen to you whacked out. You know what I mean?
Aye.
Gloating for fucking years.
Couple of bad games.
Fucking hell. Fibutetti, did you see Hibs?
No, I didn't. No.
I just playing about for bucks. No. Fucking
Levitt trying to ping a 40-yarder or a striker's head.
Comedy gold, is it?
He just tries to clip it to the fullback, as in ping it, and he just puts it straight on the boy's chest and he just runs in and scores.
That's madness playing about at the back, right, is it?
And he just goes, it's just like standing there like that.
As though it's the goalie's fault.
You're just like, fucking hell.
Scottish football, sometimes you don't have to play out the back, just play football. Yeah. In fact, yeah, Derek Adams, though. Did speak about Derek Adams.
Well, before I came to you, we'll
get to him.
but before I came out, I see you did a press conference just as I was coming out the house.
Aye. Apologising there?
Aye.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, was he?
So I'm thinking the chairman's went and said,
wise up.
You better get yourself out there, or.
Fitzy tried to say he was the heat of the moment and all that shit.
Wasn't it the best game?
Aye. Before we move on to the English Premier League, though, I want to mention Lewis Ferguson at Bologna, though.
Aye, doing well.
Fourth in the league now.
They are, aye.
I think he captained a couple of games as well. Potential putting in the Scotland Euro team, first 11 jink. Yeah.
Well, he's...
Could you?
Fuzzy replacement.
The problem he's got is that's the strongest bit of the Scotland team.
Yeah, I know.
Five punting out of the...
He's probably hoping for an injury, isn't he?
Aye. McGregor. He's not getting by McGregor.
Yeah.
McGinn. No chance.
No.
False is in there.
McTominay.
No chance. So he's struggling. So.
Aye.
But if one of them gets injured,
he's in the Davy Robertson mould for arguably the best player in that position, but can't get in the team.
Aye. It's a pity he was now like banging the man up front.
Aye.
Okay. That's what we need. Or a centre half.
Aye. But Premier League, start off with fucking game on Saturday, Luton. Tom Lockyer collapsing in the pitch.
Aye.
That's the second time that's happened for him.
It's time to stop, innit?
I'd say.
Very good.
You think the doctors and stuff like that, you think that kind of. You can never, I suppose.
Philly, is it Italian league? If you hit a heart attack, you're nearly out of play.
That's why Ericsson got punted. Aye.
So it should be the same.
Maybe a Premier League that you start thinking about it.
But I think that's the second time now. I think it'll probably be half time.
Surely.
Cardiac arrest, wouldn't
it? Aye.
You think club insurances and all that'll kick in and say,
Fucking club should be saying, no, sorry, boys. Aye. Fucking.
Hard on the boy, though, okay? How old is he?
He must be about 28 or something.
Something like that.
But fucking hell. What a shock. Absolute shock.
Aye.
They're good.
They're good for fantasy fit either.
No, he captain Solanke. He only got half a fucking game. Like, he did score, to be fair. So. I'm doing all right this month. I think I checked
manager a month?
1 month, I think I'm second.
Are you?
I've been flying. Like,
oof. What about you? Still a lot of games to go still
a
yet.
A few points off the top 50, like, but to think I was 131 net.
Well done.
Just blaming. Just
shows. But the big game on Sunday, Man United Liverpool, was a damp squid in that, was it?
Oh, it was pathetic, wasn't it?
Oh.
What a bore fest.
Was it?
Really bad game.
I'd suit Man United though, really, does it?
Man United went here with a game plan, stuck to it, got a point, which they probably deserved. Liverpool.
Huffed and puffed and just couldn't, last final third.
Loads of possession, lots of shots, but the shots for, no shots for 5 yards, 10 yards, shots for outside the box, giving the Lombo bar into the box. United come with a game plan. Did they get pumped?
If they had a striker, they'd have won a game.
Oh. Liverpool.
They had any chances?
Hoyland had a chance.
One on one.
Garnacho had a chance.
Missed.
Hoyland's.
He's not a finisher.
Is it one on one?
He's not a Aguero.
He was one on one. I've seen it. I wanted to see if you would say anything about it. Of course, I've seen it.
Should have done better. Should have.
I type into Hoyland. Just type in Hoyland, click, and then it should take
should have done better.
Keep it, he hits it straight to keeper.
Keeper closing doing well.
It is, but keep it low. Aye. Drive it low.
Let's get Greenwood back.
Yeah?
Greenwood will be back.
But when you're feeding in scraps and... Hey,
it's one on one.
This fit is.
You don't get chances like that at Anfield often, do you?
No. Just like I suppose, Liverpool boys didn't score on either.
No.
Nunes.
We've always said he's not a good finisher.
Yeah. Salah.
Well, I think he's proven.
He's got 250 goals.
He'll come. Hoyland will come. He's marking all the right moves. Does all the right stuff. He just needs goals. Will come.
Does all the right stuff. 0 goals. 0 assists. Let's move on.
I was going to speak about one on one miss. I was going to speak about Virgil van Dijk, but maybe he had Afola.
No,
speaking about Virgil, his comments and after the game and about Man United turning up just to try and get a point.
Man United's in a good place, Mike.
Aye.
Liverpool are top of the league. They're flying high. United are in a good place. Gone to Anfield, you'd think, well, fucking be...
Think I'd take a draw most of the times, whether they were playing good or not.
Take a draw before you start.
Even if they were doing well.
United set their stall out early doors.
Aye.
Kentford was good at D. Defend deep. Hit them on the break. To their tactics.
It's old.
If they didn't like fucking, it's like, oh,
you're not playing your game.
They're not letting us. No. They're not letting us play our game or letting us score goals. Fucking dry your eyes, mate. It's up to you. It's even score it's goals.
Liverpool pundits and that been saying poor comment.
I don't think so. As a player, I've been there.
He can comment all he wants.
Obviously silly comparison, but we was playing up at Glentana and they were a good team at the time. It was 3-2 down. And we'll come back 1-4-3. We was getting mental in the dressing room, getting their players. Look, that's how it means to beat us new boys. Check that out, Ken.
Aye.
But that's just player talking it.
Aye.
It's just I would say the same. Look how far Man United have fallen. They're fucking absolutely buzzing. They've got a draw and we are fucking devastated.
But you've just got to mind that fucking numpties. 2 seasons ago we're celebrating the West Brom Cup 2-2 fucking Anfield. Fucking our hands together because it drew with West Brom. Yay, we drew with West Brom, keeps us in line for
the league. But Keane's right about the one league in 30 years. Ken, once you've done multiples, that's a different story, but one league in 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
Again.
I just think it's Ken, Abdi slags players for getting mundane answers, and then when they actually speak for the heart, they're criticised. So you can't fucking win, can you?
But it's a good talking point.
I've no problem with his comment. He can fucking please himself, but... Mm-hmm. If he doesn't like it, fucking, they should have tried a bit harder and scored more goals. And just because a team comes up with a game plan,
he's just remarking on. Look, Man United, look at him; they're fucking buzzing. They got a point at Anfield, and we are disappointed. That shows the levels. That's what he's saying, isn't it? We're at a different level for Man United. They're delighted to get a draw for us.
Bobby Ken's at a different level just now. Bobby Ken's it.
So that's how he's saying, though.
Again, but that's what I'm saying. It's not a big deal.
No.
United come with a game plan.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen a draw before the start of the
Absolutely, 100%.
Go ahead.
And they're happy.
Aye.
And that's how he's saying, though, isn't it?
So I've got
no problems with what he said.
No, either, right. But he is a prick.
I think he's a prick.
I thought, Keane can. He's an angry man, isn't he, Ken?
Very
he's just defending Man United because he's a Man United man.
Aye. He's got a point in that. He is. Ken, they have only won one league. It's not like they're superstars, Ken. They're not Real Madrid hoovering up league after league.
They're not like Man City, Ken. League after league.
And it was it's an asterisk league, and isn't it, Ken?
Oh, exactly.
No fans.
Still won it third of the.
Well, I think was there only fans here on Sunday because the atmosphere was honking.
Was it?
Oh,
was it at Old Trafford? Like,
sorry,
was it at Old Trafford?
Come on, New Mayo.
It couldn't have been as bad as Panthers, Carolina Panthers. You see there? like 100,000 stadium. I was like three folk. Yeah, I genuinely. They've been shite our season. It just. Their fans obviously just said, fuck it, I'm fed up with us.
Aye,
it was totally empty.
I love that, see? That's what they should be doing at Old Trafford.
Aye.
Get them out.
They can't, though, because
you see the Glazers at Tampa Bay?
Aye, cunts.
A bit man shitty, though. They're struggling, aren't they, now? In a bad patch.
Aye.
Missing Haaland. Then they go last weekend to fucking
Saudi.
They were struggling before Haaland.
Aye. Yeah.
Rodri.
They're playing a night for two.
Conceding too much goals. Mm-hmm. Too much goals conceding.
It's because they're playing Foden every week.
Well, that is
I think that's a point to it, like, because that's the reason why he was not playing every week.
Aye.
And for the last season, when he was not getting a game every week, they was winning all the time. Now he's playing all the time. And the reason they did not play him is work off a bar.
Doesn't trap back.
And he cost him a game.
I did. Certainly.
Aye, with the penalty.
Yeah. Well, he gave a bar away first. He did chase back, to be fair to him, but then he puts in a horrendous challenge in the box.
Yeah.
And you can see how pissed off Pep is at the end. Aye, it was a pen. It was a pen. You can see it in his eyes that he'd hit Foden by the throat.
Is it a case of a man says just going through a transition again, as in take a couple of players in and get rid of a couple of players, kind of lost Gundogan and stuff like that?
I said, well, we said a 4-4, he'd be a major miss for him. Aye. But they replaced him with Rodri. And every time Rodri plays, City play.
Right.
Aye. De Bruyne
doesn't give you that at the other end of the pitch. He creates.
He creates.
He doesn't give you a defence.
Rodri's the main man.
Rodri's the main man for them just now. And without him, they
struggle.
Okay.
Because they created plenty.
Mm-hmm.
They created plenty.
That's what bugged me about. Like folks said, if Spurs. If he gets injured, he gets injured, and he gets injured. They get a struggle. And that's what's happened. Right. Okay, they've won the last few games. But I've always said, you do that to any team. Like, if you took Rodri, Haaland, and Falses missing De Bruyne out of City team, they are going to struggle.
Right.
If you take the best players...
The three best players of that position in the world.
Aye, take them out of team.
You're not going to get as good in.
You get a struggle.
Right.
And Maddison and Van de Ven and Romero, were a team out of Tottenham's... team when Angie got found out.
Aye.
But Ken, you lose that players, you're going to struggle. And Man United, Ken, look at it, they lost. Ken, Varane's back now, but Varane, Martinez, Ken, you get a struggle. It's the centre halves. That's Romero back for Tottenham now. One of the centre halves back, and now they've won the last two games.
A fit Hoyland, you get a struggle. We'll move on to a bit of Justice League this week. Aye. Jesus. The Justice League, I kind of looked at some of the highlights. There's maybe a couple. Was a Brentford game.
I was struggling, for an air.
I thought Brentford potentially could have had two penalties.
McGinn with the hands on the boy.
Mm. Yeah.
Aye, do you think that was a penalty?
I think it would have had to be the ref that gave up. And because the ref never gave it, I think it'd be daft if VAR's coming in for that.
Okay.
He fucking throws him to the ground.
Nah, he does not. That's definitely an exaggeration.
For about the sending off.
And if it's a second pen for Brentford.
The
infield gets barged in the back, finished through and goal.
That's a pen.
Well, it's a pen.
That's a pen.
I don't think I've seen that.
He's running through and goal, and he says shoot it at the back.
Aye.
He puts him down.
I take here, look at
it. I thought it was a pen when I first seen it. I was like,
you think it's a pen?
Aye.
Okay.
I'll put it up on the screen here, so maybe here quick.
It's near the end, Mike.
It's near the end.
Aye.
Here in somewhere here.
Aye, because Brentford's are talking
Fat about the ridiculous behaviour.
Absolute pango.
Mopai is just as bad.
Aye.
Nah, really.
Aye.
Martinez is.
He started it.
Martinez has caused his teammate to be sent off.
He is
the ultimate shitus, Martinez.
He's a fucking prick.
He's South American.
He's an absolute arsehole.
The incident before.
With him.
Mopai runs into him. Okay, he marks that fucking meal with.
Mopai shouldn't have dinner.
No. But then after Mopai marks a look at McGinn when he gets sent. Watch McGinn's reaction.
McGinn's like, brilliant.
You fucking for your day and your knob. Can never see that nowadays. A player going to rate when his teammate for being an egg.
Ken, he's a good player, that boy.
Aye. Yep.
Well, he scored a goal, didn't he?
Watkins.
Watkins. The first goal.
Aye.
Also like that, and a point there, boy.
Aye, quite right, T.
Was that boy supposedly racially abusing him?
No, it wasn't racially abusing
him. Just getting pelters.
He said,
I'm nae throwing that out here, didn't he?
It wasn't a racial abuse. He says, give him a pelters our game.
So I just thought.
Just give him some buck.
And I didn't say nothing. I just pointed at him.
Just pointed at him.
It's funny, fans get up kind of so up in arms when a player gives it back.
That's it.
I love that.
Now, I'm trying to think of other penalties. Was it in the first half?
Second half, because they were talking about
that's embarrassing, though. He does run at him.
That's a club fight. It's a club fight, isn't it?
Fitzy D.
That's a sending off, and that's the end.
No, it was a four. It was.
See, I think that's funny.
look at
it's in the second half, like, Mike.
But then he... I get up, you dick.
Yeah.
God, I was thinking,
did wait, look.
Nah. I'm not getting up for you. You're a dick.
But Emery was not too happy with his team. He says he was not happy with the way they reacted at end. Yeah. There's no way to see at a club.
No. Ken McGinn's trying to
find it, Mike. It's the second half.
What's it, yeah?
What?
It's near the pen incident, so they're speaking about a barge in the back or something.
It's the second half.
This is the second half.
Eh?
That's the second half.
Right, it's the first half then. No, it's not. That is the second half.
That's
the second half.
Aye, that's what he said.
Oh, fuck, you're cutting this bit.
You're going too far back.
Well, forward on, Mike.
Aye.
You're not going past the Henry Martinez bit.
But the next bit's running in,
and that's it finished. That's a highlight's done. So it couldn't have been that much a fucking incident before.
It was definitely.
Aye.
Nah.
Oh, it was.
So that's his Martinez bit again.
And then get finished after that.
Aye.
That's a sending off.
Aye, it's no complaints.
I've no complaints about sending off, is there?
No.
So,
That's reckless. That's me's first red card, which I was amazed by.
Yeah.
And that's a first half. So, if it's in the second half, wasn't much or nothing then because it didn't come up.
Was it match of day you seen it? Because match of day is more extended highlights than that.
That's
just the 3-minute highlights you get in YouTube.
Aye. So, didn't
happen. Couldn't have been.
No.
I say no.
No, same here.
There's a pen, wasn't it?
For about Luke Shaw handbar?
Nope. That's a part of his body before it hits his hand. Read the rules.
Smashed him for like 2 yards, no chance.
No. You think, Mas? No.
It was not given, so I would say no.
I agree with you, because it was not given.
Because it wasn't given.
It was Hans was doing by his side. If it was my team and it was a penalty against him, I'd be raging. So I'll say no.
Party's body before it hot his hand, so it can't be a penalty.
Aye. Oh, well. I'm saying no, shit.
Still arguing with you. Still arguing with you.
I'm not arguing.
But I'm arguing with you.
All right.
And... Fibbit Jimenez sending off. Was that sending off? Can it change the result?
Oh, that's fucking. That was assault. Off.
See
when you see the replays, heed.
Aye, 100% sending off.
I thought it was soft. I thought it was right. The booking was right.
He's endangering a player's fucking.
He takes some fucking belt.
In today's game, I suppose it's a read because you can't touch Nick on nowadays.
Did he jump up and try to?
He jumped up and
block
because
he thought he was going to blast the bar.
I played a game. He's got rattled 5 minutes before, and he's laying on him, isn't he? Aldias and Slyly.
He did clock an elbow, though, did he?
Oh, I him and his did. For me,
that was a disgrace. I thought it was a read.
Fit in the West Ham game.
The elbow.
West Ham Wolves.
Aye.
Come straight in.
I think a different game, sorry.
Aye, but West Ham Wolves. Aye, man with the elbow, and that should have been a sending off.
Fucking right.
3-0, was it, West Ham?
Yeah.
Just need to change the result.
Can't change the result.
Can't change the result, yeah. No, it was quite a quiet weekend with regards to the Justice League, aye. Yeah. So that's good though, because that means the referees are doing their job.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. But they did get, okay, that's far. They should be getting some plaudits. Can barely, basically, nothing happening. Aye.
Yeah. But is it quiet because it's like there's not much decisions to mark, or is it quiet because they've made the right calls? Can? It's a bit of both, I think.
Aye.
Sometimes there's these, your fit bars, I always these 50-15 skin that come about, and you could get five of them in one week.
Aye, aye.
For
exactly.
A heap of folk would say that's wrong, and a heap of folk say, no, no, he's right enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why VAR doesn't work.
Yep.
Correct.
Right, we move on to Wanker of the Week this week. Fleeing through this week, are we?
Right.
Fucking
must be what my Christmas holidays are.
Those assaults, man.
You mean in sports personality stuff, eh?
Aye, day after Wanker of the Week.
Okay.
No, I have. Look, I've got to tell you, one kid a week, one kid a year, then spotty there.
Shed's not happy, is he?
Shed, one kid a week.
He's acting like he does it in poker. But he gets
that
bad beat.
Sulk.
One kid a week, Shed, fuzz yours.
Well, I changed it. For a command because I forgot. I was. It's damn it, Gallagher.
Is it?
Aye.
Bit with ref watch.
Ref watch.
Eh?
Ref watch. He needs to start fucking throwing boys under the bus for being shit.
Aye.
And the instant it annoyed me was the Dalo sending off, right? I think it was a sending off because he's had lots of dissent. He's
once
been dissentful for the decision, which. He thought it was his. It was his throw-in, but the referees gave it
3 seconds later.
So the refs booked him, and then he's been dissentful
again
for
because of the booking.
So it's another booking, and it's a sending off. I have no problem with that. Fucking stupid.
I have. I'm sorry if I'm disagreeing with you too much tonight, Shed, but that is a joke sending off for me.
Oh,
it's one event, is it? If he's right, the first dissent is a ref. Paul Moore, give me. The first of Baldy ref again.
Kalina.
Give me Kalina treatment. Roll his face. Shut the fuck up. Or you're gonna off, kid. And then the second time you book him. And then he shuts up. But he's too quick with the first yellow card for me. And then he gave him another in straight away. That to me is a ref gun.
I'm look at me.
It's a rules new, is it, though?
I just think it was a booking. I don't think it's a sending off.
Well,
a sending off for that. It's fucking shite for me.
I think it was a sending off. But Fitz annoyed my wee. Gallagher is, he's sending off, blah, 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 blah. But early on in the game, in a hail one instant, Nunes gets booked for a tackle, he boots the ball away, and then he asks for a booking.
That's three yellow card offences
in one time, and nothing given.
Aye.
Nothing.
So it sounds
good. That's why people get annoyed.
And then Dermot Gallagher's like, oh, well, you see, that's totally different, blah, 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 and you're thinking... Just say the referee's got it wrong. He should have sent him off. He should have given three bookings, basically. Well, he would have been two because he would have been off. But it just fucking infuriates me, like, honestly.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad I didn't watch it because...
Oh, you'd lose your... I just caught it in a clip and I thought, Ken, it's fucking right. But, Ken, if you're booking folk for dissent behaviour... Be consistent with the whole thing.
He never goes against the ref.
Never.
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 Never. Never.
So he's a charlatan. He's just
a charlatan. And Irish and puts on that fake accent.
Again.
He looks half decent.
Because he doesn't really speak like that.
No.
His glasses are too big for his head.
Aye.
Horrible.
And that he's also got fuzzy fucking cunt there.
And he's too long out the game, innit?
Aye.
Can he finish refing in like
50 years ago?
Mid-90s.
He was not even a good ref.
Was shit ref. Not too... Fucking clowns that are we them at.
Warnock and fucking Sue
wifey,
Smith.
Warnock and that wifey. Oh my God.
Sue hand signals Smith.
Aye.
Your pen in the hand signals. Just fucking annoying.
She's another in, doesn't he? So Warnock is real. He doesn't get what the fuck's going on either.
Nobody cares what the fuck's going on. Put me on air, said
him. No, I didn't. I wouldn't be on long. I'd swear too much.
Mass.
I went Derek Adams for that stupid rant he had after the game. Absolutely tearing
he can get
shreds
to, get to fuck
off a Scottish footballer. Like he was Maradona back in the day. Ken, he played in it as well.
Aye, I fucking
he played
hate
for
him
a Scottish
new.
Team.
I absolutely detest him on new.
What kind of rant was that? It's kind of thing I would say.
Aye.
Ken, He's a manager of a football club, and he's not only slagging them, he's slagging Dundee, and he's slagging a Hail the League.
Aye.
He's in it.
Mm-hmm.
Ken, it's up to him to try and improve Ross County so they're a good team.
100%.
It's just,
that's
just
a team talk for every single team in a Hail of Scotland.
He thinks you're shite.
Aye.
He thinks you're shite.
Well, he doesn't think, he's just told you he's shite.
Aye.
Morecambe's 100 times better than on his knees. What a fucking wanker, honestly.
Oh, honest. What I just thought it was a stupid rant. Aye. Really stupid. Managers can murder themselves in a presser. Like.
Fitzy try to achieve by it.
Do you think he's been pulled in by a chairman for that?
I think so.
Aye, if I was a chairman, I'd say, man. If I knew it, I would. Like, St Johnston boys' rant was ridiculous.
That was worse.
He's brought his club into disrepute.
Aye.
Really?
Basically.
I mean, so he could
can the fuck. Understand this St Johnston boys' rant because that's how you feel when your team gives you a bad performance. That's how you feel, but you can't say that in public. You can say it in the changing room, but you can't say it in public. So at least I can understand his Zine. But Adam Zine's a fucking disgrace. Like,
spoiled brat, innit?
Aye.
Oh, he's just terrible. Like,
oh, honestly. I was doing in England and that. Well, fuck off. Amazing in League 2.
In again. England, fucking Morecambe.
Aye. And what did you do there?
Got sacked.
Nothing.
Sacked.
Your stupid fat little face, again.
It's like a little fat buzz.
And his stupid accent, and it's just, what a dick.
Aye.
Ken, as you rightly said, as though he was fucking Maradona.
I can.
He was half a fucking problem as well. He was shite, dude.
Just unbelievable. I couldn't believe it. Because when I sent it initially to the WhatsApp group, I just thought it was slagging the ref. I didn't see the hell thing. Then I see the hell thing. Couldn't believe it. So anyway, I was coming out to the house tonight. He was doing an interview on North tonight.
Was he?
Grovelling.
It was massive sewer grapes now because they lost a goal and they got beat. Because if he'd scored...
And a bad week to choose it when three Scottish clubs had won in Europe. Regardless of what the game's meant, it was the first time in 20 years and he's gone shite.
Aye. Beat Frankfurt, Feyenoord and Betis.
Betis.
It's shite.
Aye.
Hail all Scottish football shite.
Two of them were in the hung games though, were they?
That's true though. That's very true.
So,
he can't argue though.
Still won him.
Just a matter of it hurts your feelings. If the facts didn't care about your feelings... The game's meant nothing. It's a fuck, though. The game meant nothing.
Oh, jeez.
I can hear up your listening to this in the morning.
Don't fuzz your wank.
Zero
well,
fucks.
I had a list, but I ended up going Barron's, but I had Barry Massey, Martinez, and Arteta. But then Derek Adams topped it. Massey was a close second. I actually nearly did a leave the group on Sunday. Because it was fucking relentless.
I did a few drinks, to be fair.
Brave, was it?
It's a part of it. Right, that's what it's all about. Aye. You just got to take it in the chin.
I was relieved, Merlin on him, because I obviously stuck my neck out there and said, well, we're easy going to win. So that's what I was thinking about. You missed. Because I would have, amount of messages I would have got if we had lost that game.
Well, your phone wouldn't be switched on yet.
I had snipped up a clip like for that night, and I was like, I was saying to Abdi, I goes, I'm going in Massey like I've never done in my life if we win. But we lost. So
I was pretty confident, to be fair.
But Arteta was close. You see him flashing for yellow cards.
Fucking hate that lot.
Honest to fuck.
Honest. Happens that way. Happens in the Highland League. We're fucking managers the weekend fucking shouting for yellow cards.
I know.
Fuck off.
That in itself is a bookable thing.
So I went for Adams.
Aye, Derek Adams.
You?
Mine was Martinez.
Aye.
We spoke about him here.
Aye.
Can't I be acting like that? You're a professional fat player. Ken, it's part of mine season and all that shit. But fuck me, Ken.
That's
beyond a joke, is
I
it?
I think, Ken, apart from... Mopey did run into him, but he made an air through it. But after that... I don't mind him grabbing Mopey and get up, you fucking little prick, Ken. I don't mind that.
He's just a fucking arrogant prick, is he?
He's, just, he's caused a heap of hassle for no reason.
Yeah.
It's, Ken, he's not like Derek Adams, is he? He's actually won a World Cup, this boy.
He
can't be arrogant.
He can't be arrogant,
can
he?
He's got a World Cup winner's medal.
Does that make you arrogant? Can you walk
about? There's a fine line, though, between arrogance
somebody's
and confidence.
Somebody's got to do him.
Aye, so
somebody will do him.
Ken, if Mopai wanted, he should have just waited to the corner come in and just fucking levelled him.
Aye,
same with Martinez. Ken, I mean, Martinez, did, Ken, next corner, look for Mopai and just come out and just flop.
Come out and pretend you're trying to fist the bar.
But one thing you can say, he's a character.
Oh, fuck, aye.
Aye.
That's one thing about him.
Oh, but you need him in a game.
Sadly, lacking for the game.
100%.
But as you said, and I got Kamara sent off.
Well, because of that instant,
his reaction.
He ended up getting his teammate sent off. Yep. Although Kamara sent himself off.
Again, pushing the face.
It's a sin, not.
It's a sin, but it's near, is it?
Well, you just see him again. McKenna's fucking getting mental at him because he can.
It's a straight read card. That's three games.
Aye. The violent conduct, innit?
Yep. Yep. Good evening. Right, move on to this. Oh, wanker again. Wanker of the year.
Easy. Aye. So
this
easy.
Is definitely easy.
Was it?
Aye.
Well, it'd be different for him, but...
It's easy for me as well.
I think me and you might hear the same name.
Straight, first, as soon as you said it.
First name came to my head.
Aye.
Getting it straight away.
Okay.
Arteta.
Arteta.
Without doubt.
100%.
Aye.
Absolute credit. Really?
I had so many, and it never came to my mind.
I feel so unhinged when I watch Arsenal, because I just hate him so much.
Can't stand him.
Nah. So, wanker of the year. Yes.
Every time he's on TV...
Oh, my God.
My blood...
I hate his hedge hair. I hate that black jacket.
His Lego hair.
And it's just running up and down.
And he's...
He does look like a Lego man, is he?
And his stupid little comments and his snide little remarks. And he's eyeing the fucking screen.
I was there.
I think I would get on board with Arteta, but he's actually improved Arsenal through the roof, and that team's playing for him, so he's a good manager.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think he cares that nobody likes him. It's a bit of nobody likes me, I don't care.
Oh, I'm not caring.
Just look for what I'm doing.
No, Nick, I agree with that, but I hate him. Andy, can't even look at him.
Andy used to play for Rangers.
Was that it now?
I can see this aspect.
He just really annoys me.
Personality.
Oh, my God, he just really annoys me.
Does get on your wick, but fucking.
And I really hope
you see somebody enough. Arena. If you see somebody enough, they get to do something that gets in your way. And he does a few things. Ken. Like he's a winner, though, is he? Ken, it's his want to win that annoys you.
He wants to win.
I can.
He's not fucked because he is winning.
He's not humble.
He's not humble at all.
That's
fair. He's stunning. Get booked and shit like that. Come on,
bad crack
to
a manager.
Get the fuck.
I just see some of the things he does, and I would probably do him myself. Can like that rant he had about it's a disgrace in a Newcastle lane. And it was a terrible rant, but I could see myself being so wound up going in the same rant if I was so wound up about a game. Sometimes you forget how these guys get interviewed straight after the game. And you mind as a player.
Oh,
I wouldn't have spoke to wife for 3 days, 4 days if I didn't know if we lost.
Same to me. Icarus on the sort of stuff you'd expect to see at Ibrox. Doesn't he?
I would agree with that as well.
I think that's what it is.
No, I don't like him.
Nah.
Wanker a year for me.
Wanker a year. Two years. Two votes for Arteta.
I'm in for next year as well.
I thought my means by far and away.
Aye.
And again, you guys will agree. Eneluco. A horrific take on the Declan Rice transfer. Now, if that had been a man, he would have never ever seen the light of punditry again.
Aye.
But she was almost saying. She was right.
Aye.
that's how woke it's become.
That's how token it's become.
Aye.
Ken, that is the most ridiculous take on anything. I would be fucking a ridiculous take on here.
That's a shit. Never mind. Podcast.
Never mind. Fucking national
TV.
And they just generally, she's fucking hopeless. Yes.
Oh.
She's hopeless. Only thing she says
is total rubbish.
The fuck up. Switch off my TV.
Am I right in saying she moved out of that role after that comment? Yeah, it was near long. Was it before or near long after that she moved out of the director of Fitbit?
She was never off if I were.
Was she off?
Well, if she wasn't, she'd have fucking fired after that comment. Jesus Christ.
Worst is, Rice obviously then ended up signing for Arsenal. So she was kind of...
They were trying to say she was right.
No.
Fuck off.
She's unbearable.
She is unbearable. Honestly.
That's why she's just on Prime new, isn't she?
Is she?
Is she?
If I seen her on my TV, I'd switch the TV off.
Oh, definitely.
Mute.
Aye.
Absolutely.
She's so bad.
I'm just going to say a name. I'm not even going to explain. And it's Megan Rapinoe.
Nah, it's fair enough.
That's fair enough.
she was on my list.
She could maybe win.
Rapinoe, Gallagher, Arteta, Klopp.
Yeah, Klopp was on my list, didn't
I? I hit a second in some way. Or Sancho.
Was it?
That was my second.
My second was...
Sancho is the epitome of the modern day arsehole. Ham and fucking Lingard.
Aye.
He's cunts.
Aye. Klopp's been a lot in the wanker of the week this year. Yeah. Says Arteta and says Rapinoe.
Yeah.
Aye.
Yeah.
Aye. Aluko has
Aluko
been,
has been a few times.
And so my second choice has also been a few times, and it was going to be Sam Smith.
Oh, I can do that. No, you need argument for me.
We're keeping so
sport. If I would be hey, top three, put so in. Would you put Aluko in top three, would you?
Oh.
Aye.
Well, no.
No? If I would your top three
so
be?
So I've got
Rapinoe,
Arteta, Gallagher and Klopp. That's four I jotted down.
I would maybe go Rapinoe top and Arteta for me. Now, I totally forgot about her.
Mm-hmm. She
is a cretin. Like
she's had a cunt a year.
Once I saw that thing with the photograph and the sign in the bar and all that, I was just like,
she's a whore.
Her entrance music and saying how her's near God because she shouldn't be treated like a cunt.
She holds herself in a high regard.
Oh, aye.
Throws her country under the bus.
Aye.
She's a dick.
That was brilliant.
She's not a patriot.
No. Put a vote up.
Aye. Americans.
Aye.
Americans.
Won't get of the year.
Hate other Americans that piss on the country. That piss on the country. And I like that about America.
I like that.
Yeah. So put a vote up. Just the three.
Four. Well, put up the four.
Four. We can't put two women on. That's women bashing.
Okay, Shed.
It has to be Rapinoe or Aluko.
Oh, Rapinoe.
I'd just say two and two.
Two and two.
Fit.
Two male, two female.
Oh, aye, okay.
Two and two.
So you put in Arteta, Rapinoe, Luko, Klopp, or Gallagher.
Klopp's been better now. He's winning, Ken. So he's not such a horrible cunt.
Still horrible.
So far, you ain't in the shed.
Well,
you two hate the same. So
Verstappen?
Nah, he's.
Well.
You boys hate him, don't you? No, I have no opinion on him, to be honest.
Nah. I wouldn't have put him for a year.
I'm sure he's been on a couple of times.
He has been on a couple of times, but
Tyson Fury.
It's been a few. But Fuzz, your four?
Rapinoe, Gallagher, Arteta, Klopp.
Rapinoe, Gallagher.
So replace Gallagher with.
I will put Gallagher in the four.
Rapinoe, Gallagher, Arteta, Aluko.
Aye.
That'll be good.
Aye, so we'll put a poll up for the four of them.
Aye, 100%.
And we'll see if kind of comes out the winner.
And if anybody's got other suggestions, fire
throw them
man.
In.
Fire them in. If they want to put us on the other four up, isn't it? By all means.
Oof, I've maybe made it this week.
Nah, you haven't been too bad.
Nah,
to be fair. I think if you were feeling a bit better, you'd have been worse.
Folk, when I like the meaningless game, will they?
I didn't like it. I've just kept my counsel.
Why keep your counsel? You're here to fucking... The Aberdeen fans going, come on, don't get stuck in that cunt bastard. Folk hate Northeast Huns up here, do they? I was hearing a lot of that. Fucking Northeast Huns. Support your local team. I do support my local team, though.
Yep, I did.
Torra United. Followed them through thick and thin when I was younger. Went every home game with Skid. Every away game on a New Bife Milnes bus. All the away games. All the home games. If I was supporter Torra United... I've never liked Toonsers, so why would I support Aberdeen?
Just alienated.
Definitely won't get a year, Marcy.
Some of them are alright. But that, for me, play for Torra.
Nah.
You couldn't have beaten a Toonser team.
Oh, absolutely, aye.
Sunnybank,
Banks
of D.
Definitely.
Herpes.
Aye.
Aye, cunts. I loved beating them.
It was good, aye.
Aye. If we move on. Sport is a night, actually, on TV.
A night?
It's a night.
Oh, it's a night, yeah.
Tonight, sports personality of the year.
Fuck, you would have kept that. You used to love that.
Aye, that's the same. I just says it about, didn't it?
Tuesday night, used to be a Sunday night.
It's a woke crap. It's a politics news.
Well, it's so woke nowadays, we thought we'd come up with around five that should be nominated for sports personality year.
It was tough.
Aye.
It was tough. I found it hard.
Aye.
So far, you got
the biggest omissions for me is the Ryder Cup stuff. Ken, massive win for Europe in the Ryder Cup. Yeah. And Ken.
Yeah.
So far's your five. Five wants to go first. Well, I go with my five.
We'll go fifth.
Aye.
Go Rooney Hoosen.
Aye.
Go on, Mike.
Katrina Johnson Thompson.
I've got her as one.
Aye?
No way.
I don't even give five. I've got to be honest.
Hept athlete.
She won the European Championship this year.
World Championship.
World Championship.
World Day.
So it's against the Yanks.
Sounds good.
So
I've got Mary Earps. won the Golden Gloves in the Women's World Cup. That's huge.
I'm a big fan.
Best goalie in the world. Mary Earps.
Best female goalie in the world.
Best female goalie in the world.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I see she's a favourite.
Is she?
Aye.
Well, there you go.
1 to 10.
Number 5, Mary Herbs.
Okay. Might be Ronnie O'Sullivan.
6.
I went with Toby Stoker.
What's that?
Far? Again. No idea far.
She's the Women's World Cup winner in the skeleton. So you're on a bacon tray gun head first. 90 mile an hour. She's a world champion.
I could, yeah.
If Homedy's got access to the skeleton.
Marcy, get Marcy up to the left.
Marcy wouldn't mind a shot.
Aye. How good do you know, brother? Put on a fucking ski suit and a helmet. Mm-hmm. How do you sit on it and it slides down?
You need to steer it.
Do you?
Aye. Slight movements.
Isn't there? It's like you can do in the fucking wipeout it. Isn't it?
Beach ballroom.
Aye.
Heat first.
Heat first.
Aye. Half an inch figure.
It is risky, is it? Bobsleigh. Again, Jamaicans put up a team in the bobsleigh and won it.
This is near the bobsleigh.
They didn't win, did they?
This is you're just doing yourself. Heat first on a baking tray. Mm-hmm. You razor sharp fucking skates.
Aye.
She's number 5 for me.
Aye. Okay, number 5. 4.
Rocket Ronnie for me. 4.
Stuart Broad.
Leon Edwards.
Oh, aye.
UFC middleweight champ of the world.
That's good, eh?
Retained his title.
Yeah, weekend. Back,
like, so, aye. 12-0.
I went for Luke Humphreys.
What's that?
Jake Humphreys, Lou.
No, Luke Humphreys. He's won 3 out of 5 majors this year in the darts.
Darts.
Is darts a sport?
Come on.
It's a pub game.
It's a game.
Aye.
But then you could say the same about snooker.
Nah. That's definitely a sport.
Okay. That's fine. Because I've got...
3. I went for Stuart Broad, number 3.
Cricket.
Jude Bellingham.
I've went Rory McIlroy.
I've went Luke Donald.
13 top 10s, 2 wins, aye. 4 points to Ryder Cup.
He's number 2 for me.
To me, probably the best British athlete in the go. If I beat Sam.
You're struggling.
Well, I've got 2 above him. Have you got him at 3 in that?
No, I've got Luke Donald at 3.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
Aye, Rory at number
Luke
3.
Luke Donald?
Aye.
He never swung a club.
Again, but he was there. Again.
Can you hear somebody at 3? Can you hear somebody in your top 5? It didn't actually play on this sport.
He walked through the course 3 times. I'm hearing a man. I couldn't think of anything else.
Number 2, I've got Tommy Burns.
He's so good. He's got to be in for past performances.
For Omni's nail, listen, that's a long standing.
That's a long standing joke, is it? Number 2 for me is Rory McIlroy.
I've got Jude Bellingham. Number 2.
Scored again at a weekend. Bellingham.
He's cruising like. Tom Pidcock, cyclist.
Oh, is that a mountain bike lad?
Aye. He won a mountain bike cycle cross. He won a cycle cross normal UCI championships. And.
Now he is lean.
She is an unbelievable descendant. He's a total
crazy.
Psychopath.
Absolute crazy.
Oh, unbelievable.
On the road bike, he also won a Strad Bianchi, second in Liège, Bastion Liège, and third in the Amstel Gold Classic.
Did he race in the Tour de France?
Mm-hmm.
Aye. Yes.
Any else?
Swinging back by folk in Dunahill.
Dunahill.
Aye. Absolute maniac.
He made up a minute, to mark up a minute in a Dunahill section, going down the side of a mountain is fucking...
Against elite.
Unbelievable.
Aye.
He's taking a life in his hands.
If you ever get a chance to watch a YouTube clip of Tom Pidcock descending his fucking...
Just make sure you spell his name around, right?
Well, you could get open now.
Number 1's... Is that what you said, the number 2?
Aye. Mm-hmm.
Number 1, I went for Ronnie.
KGT.
Luke Donald. No way. God.
Can you hear
something?
No
fucking way.
He's on a fucking YWT. Fucking number 1.
He did fuck all.
Walking. Walked through
the fucking drove about a buggy.
Walked about a course.
He captained the greatest win. Ken, what a win that was. And he was the captain.
Didn't swing a club.
Well, nah, that's a fight I had with myself. But I said, nah, fuck it, I'm putting him in.
Well, definitely struggling for names.
Brilliant.
But he only got the Coach of the Year award.
That's like putting in Ross Brawn or somebody like that.
Yeah. Not a coach, though, he was a captain.
Captain.
He didn't coach at players, did he?
No.
That players don't need coaching.
No, just put him together.
A game plan.
Put him together.
And cohesion.
Captain. Chef, how's yours?
Ronnie O'Sullivan.
Ronnie's mine as well.
One?
Aye. Because he's a proper, he's a proper character, eh?
Aye.
He's a real bloke.
Aye. He's a personality.
Aye, well, that's it. He is. He is a one of the few personalities still on the go.
Still on the go.
Plus, you got the
plus he's got the talent to back it up. Yeah.
The World Championship. How many is a record now?
I just couldn't believe it. He said it was just three decades since he lost one of the UK Championships. And he's you're still winning 30 year on.
48 year old, isn't he? Still winning major tournaments.
Some boy. Some boy.
Natural talent. Probably the best natural talent had a key.
Oh,
definitely. If I was you.
KGT.
Because
seven events. You got to peak every 4 year. It's got to be perfect.
We spoke about it last week when we looked through the various winners of Spotty, Ken, athletes and stuff like that, kind of like Daley Thompsons and
that. The grind. Else. You can't have an off week. You got to stick on it all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
To be at your peak.
Yeah. So that's two or five. February.
Team.
Team. Team of the year.
That's easy.
Red Bull, innit?
City.
Ryder Cup.
I forgot about it.
I've got City as well.
Treble.
Champions
League. Hard to pull off.
Can't bring
stuff from even Red Bull, but.
Well, they're still waiting for 115 charges against them. Notice they got 116, but they've just paid up for their outburst there against the referee a couple of weeks ago. But
around £20,000.
Still waiting for other 115 charges to come to fruition, but too much Bruin envelopes kicking about, so we'll never see that happening.
But you can't knock Man City League champ.
Treble's amazing league, to be fair.
In February, international sports person of the year.
Can only be one.
Can only be one.
Can only be Max Verstappen.
Novak, he's a goat.
I've went Luca Brasil, one of the world's, out in AY. Belgium.
What?
Won the world championship, out in AY. Snooker. Belgian boy.
Oh that's right. Yeah.
Never heard of.
Nah. He's a bit of a maverick.
Luca Brasil, innit?
Aye. Oh, that's right. Yes, that's right. Didn't you expect him to win? But he won it. It was emotional for him. And,
Novak. Three majors. Still.
Mm-hmm. Max
37
Hail season Max. 17 races.
Sits in a seat and steers a fucking steering column, Ken. I could do it. I do it every day. Go and put a long black off a spot.
Hey, jokes aside, I bet it's one of the most difficult things to do is on a full size table to put a black off a spot.
A gun in a corner with 4G.
Fucking 2mm.
Come on, football, just put darts in it.
No, I've got.
Novak again. Still beating the young lads. Still grinding
it. It's easier to drive a Formula One car than it is to have 50 brake at snooker.
Well, I'm not sure. Like,
how easy is it to drive a car?
Do you know my life?
Give me a couple of lessons.
But you're saying 50 brakes, so that's quite hard. To pot a bar in snooker is easy enough. Is to get a break.
Not a long pot.
Speed again. Full length. Shorting.
Like for a Hennedy, full length, the reeds half up the table.
Aye.
Pot that in the bottom corner. Go on. I bet you missed by 3 feet.
I bet you can't even get an F1 car off a start grid.
Aye. Aye, but a couple of lessons.
Oh, a couple.
But being like 10 seconds off a Formula One lap time.
No way. You'd never mind.
No chance.
10 seconds?
No chance.
No way. 10 seconds?
You get anywhere near.
No way near it. I get 10 seconds.
No,
no way.
No way.
Yeah, that's a long time.
You'd be about a minute and a half.
Two.
Wouldn't you?
Four. Five. Six. Seven.
He's shite, but he's still finished by now. Eight. Nine. My wife's finished by now.
As F1 fucking drivers can't even do it. Against the top boys.
Give me the Verstappen's Red Bull.
Oh, you'd get in the barriers in the first corner.
I'd be within 10 seconds.
You're not even getting off the start line. You're not getting off the start line.
No chance.
No, but they've got to teach me how to ride it. Ride it. Drive it. Pilot a horse.
Pilot it.
Do you ride horses?
Oh, you ride horses, right?
That's definitely right.
You did a ride before, but what do you? Take it for a ride, don't you? A joy ride, that's in a car. Spin, right? A joy ride in a Formula One car.
You stole it.
Within 10 seconds.
No way.
No way.
Honestly.
Aye.
I don't give up speaking about it, but it sounds to me like I could. With any knowledge whatsoever.
Nah.
I'm guessing I definitely, if they just taught me how to drive it, give me a couple of warm-up laps, 10 seconds surely.
Nah.
Nah.
No?
No way.
The forces you're getting in that car.
So what are you thinking then? 20?
A minute.
Nah.
A minute, come on, dog. Yeah, honestly, does it take a minute to get around the fucking track? Does it?
You'd be too scared.
Fits it average round the formula.
Depends on
Silverstone.
It's about a minute and 120, 130.
Yeah. And you're saying I'll be a minute in him? No chance. That's stupid.
You'd be quicker going round the horse.
Have you seen that? Fits it the pit room?
You've got heated brakes up. So if you're going fast enough to heat the brakes, you can't stop it at corners.
Fit clip is at the pit room. Is it a touring car, the pit room, man?
Aye.
And give it a 30-second head start.
And a MotoGP bike.
MotoGP bike.
And the F1 car's caught it.
Aye.
And went past it.
Yeah. 30 seconds, aye.
Coulthard was in the Red Bull.
Red Bull, aye.
Then Boy was the motorbike. Then
it's a good clip because you think...
It is a good clip.
Fast the boss of F1.
It's a Sheik now. Used to be Bernie, mine.
Aye.
It's a boy, yeah.
See dodgy.
I mean, he would have tax spell.
So boy, Chase Carey, American, big
dash like yours. Aye. Well, Chase, I've got a big dash like yours. See you shortly. So I can show us, boys.
I assume you can get F1 fucking simulator.
I think Ellis Stewart's got in, isn't
he? Is he?
Is he?
Ellis.
Ellis. See you shortly.
We're coming down by. Fire up.
10 warm-up laps. 10.
Aye.
And I'll be within 10 seconds.
10, I don't even think you're getting around 3 corners. Without coming off.
Ah, why? It's only driving. Just steering and driving. It's a fucking big deal.
G-force.
I can't really idea in a fucking simulator.
The proper F1 simulator can. It's completely same as a car.
Is it?
Aye.
Fuzz got in of them. You can only...
Well, a boy at my work's daughter was in a Red Bull racing pro, and so he was telling me the simulator is exactly like a car.
Well, if he's listening, tell him we're wanting a show.
I'm going to ask him about Warren, actually, about how long it would take to get around.
Warb's cousin is the... performance director at Red Bull.
Oof. Huh?
What a job.
So, Warbs.
Nice. Yes, sure. See if you can.
Get the boys doing.
No way.
See if you actually got a car out in the track. You'd do some serious damage.
To yourself.
And a car would be broken.
Aye.
Oh, aye.
100% broken.
Yeah.
Aye, they wouldn't give you a shot.
No, definitely not.
I think insurance
isn't covering
millions of pounds in us fucking idiots.
Just prove a point.
Told you.
Marcy puts his van into the next door neighbour's fence when he got a wee sip of ice cream.
They can do F1 neighbour.
Right, move on to this week's Mock of Truth.
The Mock of Truth.
Who wants to go first? Will I go first with my name?
I go on, Mike.
Also got a dog today. So is it acceptable to put the pet's name on Christmas cards and birthday cards?
Mike.
No.
If a wife does it, then fair enough. If you ever did that, then me and you are finished.
Why are you sending cards?
I'm not sending it. No. It was just a question. I wouldn't have sent anything.
That's my wife would definitely do that.
Aye.
No way would I.
It's a female thing, is it?
Aye, 100%.
I'm not doing that.
No way.
Janae, send your wife a birthday card for the dog and her birthday.
Fuck off.
Shut up, start, Mike.
Fuck off. If I ever hear you doing that, you are dead.
Happy birthday, mummy.
Honestly.
Didn't the dog.
Didn't you dare.
Didn't I even think about it.
No.
Putting that.
You're
if you write that dog's
he's
name on a card.
He's off the pod.
I would never write his name. I just put like a paw print on it.
Oh, my God.
I tell you, Mike. Fuck shit comes through my door.
No,
dropping a steam and
so
one stage further, a 40.
Aye,
you and Elaine and a dog going out for like a proper
snai walk.
Professional photographer.
Aye,
and you had the dog off.
I think
like
that's what I got for my Christmas, like for a present. I think we've got a photo session with the dog.
Have you?
Are you being serious?
I'm not joking. Yeah. No.
You better warn Elaine. We're not doing that.
No. If about opening up a social media page for a dog.
That would be funny.
Just dog spicking, putting stuff on every day for the dog. Fucking shit downstairs all day, stuff like that.
Still shaking out of the house. And I got my fucking
caught my mum and dad out this morning again. Came out and licked the dad's bars.
He said, keep going.
I think he liked it.
You called out here, so we better quicker.
So social pages, media page? No.
The thing is, you can the answers to these questions before you even ask them.
I can.
And I know that you'll do.
I'm doing it for comedy effect. I'm not doing it.
You'll do that. You'll do that.
No, I'm not.
You're the only person here that would do it.
Possibly. No, I'm not the only person here would do it. I'd probably be most likely to do it.
Aye.
I'm not going to do it.
No.
But for somebody out the four of us likely to do it,
it would be you.
It would be me.
Yeah. Aye.
Which isn't a surprise to Nino.
No. So, like, Katie, she puts her cards out,
she'd probably put Lambo Lambo's in it.
Aye.
But it's not a deal with me, so don't look at me.
No.
If I was advising her, I would say, don't put a dog's name on here. A kid's in our Saturday. In fact, I would say, fuck cards. Christmas cards.
Correct.
Put on something in Facebook saying we're giving our money to charity.
Oh, fucking nebbed well.
Which we're nae, but just put it on and say, Ken, we're missing out Christmas cards. We'll give money to charity. Bye. An idiot.
This was an issue.
Because nobody does that to you, are they?
No.
Well, Shed's nae.
Well, no, I do, actually.
Do you?
We give to charity every year. But fuck, we give to charity monthly.
Do you? Fucking Jesus.
How much folk do you that for you sign up to stuff and then cancel as soon as they leave the door?
No, no.
I didn't sign up. I didn't be asking anybody.
Did I?
I got caught.
Did I?
Oh, I felt so bad.
I was talking about Ollie and I was like, and I did it and then just
him straight away. I think I paid 1 month and just cancelled it out. Give him a tenner.
War veterans.
I'm there for direct debits. I'll give money to charity. I'm there for direct debits to fucking charity. Like, fuck that. I forgot. You've got enough direct debits, too, you kid.
Fudge you get it?
No telling you.
You're telling you? Okay.
It's fine. Oof. Jeez.
Have I seen this?
Again? Jesus.
Can you tell us how much?
A tenner
a month. That's good though, isn't it?
Yeah, fair play, you're a better man than me.
I can.
I always give money to like homeless folk now and kind of for
working. I've started doing that now.
I do that, like.
I've started doing that now.
I used to give my.
You're a lying.
I used to give my tash.
When
I used to smoke, I used to give a boy Tash. Can it say the fucking union?
Scheme of fog, man. Fuck me, can
fog.
That is insulting. I would sell it.
Here, I just want to give.
Can a boy? Can a boy lies at Trinity? Bought me Trinity.
I
used to often just give my Tash for a while.
Would it be acceptable for him to turn around and say, "Fuck you, you patronising bastard"? At least he's a hell fog.
So social media, birthday cards.
Absolutely. Yeah. Social media.
There'll be a lot of folk who disagree with you, but anyway.
I don't care.
Shed.
Right. If you'd one wish, what would it be? Right? But I've got to caveat it with if you
can't be a bigger dick.
Whatever you wish for happens to Abdi in the world at the same time. So the one I've went for, right? I'm sitting in a lobby and I wish to hear the biggest shit I've ever in my life.
You are joking.
Nope. And then that one wish comes through and it happens to Abdi at the same time. So if I'm sitting in a lobby and you and Zara are sitting on your sofa at home, you can shit yourself as well.
So it'd be, doesn't it? Did I get any warning? Like,
nope. I'm sitting in the lobby. I've got one wish. I wish to hear the biggest shit I've ever had in my life. And it happens to Abdi all in the world at the same time.
Who the shite once, is it?
Yeah. Maybe I'm a better man, because I'd be Abdi gets her family back.
Oh, nice one, Dunk.
Oh,
nice.
Oh, shit,
that's deep.
You feel bad, Nina.
No, I don't.
No, you're on a big mug and Abdi shit himself.
Dunk's bringing families back.
I'm sitting in the lobby in a massive shit thinking. Massive seeing his supper and he's just shit himself.
But I could be on the lobby, and
he could.
Wanking?
I'm thinking.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing about having a vote.
Fucking hell, what was I mean?
So that's what I'd do. One wish happens at the same time.
So fit with you.
So you could turn around and Abdi could go in their front door, open the front door, and there's a suitcase full of £1 million.
Could do, yeah. But I think it'd be funnier if Abdi shit themselves.
I would hate that.
I think we'd all take our family back, wouldn't we?
You're shitting yourselves quite funny.
And there's some folk a while that you wouldn't have wished back. Because that's Abdi coming back.
Abdi. Specifically, you could say, I wish Abdi got their dads back. Nay, Abdi would thank you for that, don't you?
Good. Aye, it's true though, isn't it?
To be fair, he was a car tour.
Did Bundy hate Bairns? Dama?
Nobody gets Dunk's dad back. They get their own dad back.
Aye. And that might not be good.
Imagine nobody gets Murray.
Fuck. Jesus. Abdi gets Murray.
He'd be back on sight.
Stealing out my work.
5 billion Murrays just appear out of nowhere. I'm
trying to think of something. It's as deep as Dunk. Pissing would be a massive piss would be better, wouldn't it?
Aye, Abdi talking a leak.
Abdi pissing themselves.
You're sitting in lovey, in a pee. And Abdi else is whizzing out of the place.
I can't think of anything clever.
No.
They hate bit money, would it?
I said money.
He bad money.
Yeah, but then you're getting money to folk. You don't want to hear money.
Would they sort out folk with famines?
World poverty.
Poverty and... Aye. Stuff like that.
Abdi get a Abdi get a meal.
Abdi shit themselves.
Abdi get a meal.
A meal.
A meal.
On Christmas Day.
It's got to be something exciting for yourself, though.
But hitting a good shit's good, isn't it?
It is. I do enjoy a good shit.
Aye.
What's mine?
We'll go over settle with that.
Cheers, Mass.
Is it acceptable to wash your car with good clothes on? So, can you... You put you're getting your jeans and a shirt and then go down to the filling station and wash your car.
No.
For me, washing your car is get your work's clothes on. You can't do a right job with good clothes on.
No.
In my opinion. And then spend the rest of the day in the same clothes you've just washed the car in.
You're getting sweaty. Nah.
You're dirty.
Because I just
sparks.
I drove down by bottom petrol station. So a boy washing his car. Obviously had his good clothes on. Can I'm like, I couldn't have washed my car with good clothes on.
Then you've seen him in a pub later.
No, I didn't.
Abdi's got a set of clothes that they use
for washing the car.
Gearing stuff. Gearing, pinting, tidying up a garage.
Aye.
Use up for washing the car.
Aye. Absolutely. Aye. You've got clothes for washing the car.
Here we go.
No, clothes wash the cars on Sunday, but also put on... All right, Clyde's to go to Aberdeen. I came back, then I went out and washed the car with all right jeans and good jeans.
It was all right, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Good Clyde's, was it?
No, but he's went to Aberdeen with that Clyde. I would not go to Aberdeen. Nay, got to Aberdeen Clyde's, I wouldn't have washed my car in that Clyde's.
I'd agree with that.
Yeah. I would come, once we're back,
change into
like joggers and stuff.
I would wash my car before we went into Aberdeen. Because, can you get to Aberdeen? I can't be asked. Finna come home to wash your fucking car.
Then your car's getting full gun in
it. Well, it happens regardless.
So boy, bother washing it.
My wife put a car through the car wash. It dice.
Mank.
And so the time she got home, it was mink it.
Aye.
So.
Just fair cluttered.
That's the thing about washing your car. You can, it's never,
no point in asking me. No point in asking
me. It's get sat off it.
You know what I mean? Inside maybe, but outside's almost pointless.
Aye.
It was off a mile that weekend, so it was a fine
twist.
Car washing with her, was it? Do you hear beats on? Can I do you hear beats on when you're washing the car?
Waldies?
Trainers?
Trainers.
Can't wear trainers with washing the car.
Yeah, you can.
It needs like waterproof kind of footwear.
No.
Just
trainers.
Just all scubby trainers.
The scubby trainers.
Have you got a power washer for your car?
Aye.
Abdi got a power washer?
Aye.
It's never essential, is it?
No.
Just
never wash my car.
Right.
Karcher K2. Just a little Karcher.
Karcher.
K2.
So far, wash the car, Lisa.
Mm-hmm. Your car's off a full, Kev. I think you'll need to wash it. So I'm going to wash my car. I'll do it. Okay.
That's man work, in my opinion.
Aye.
Washing the car should be a man's duty.
Taking out the wheelie bins, washing cars.
No.
Cutting the grass.
Lisa does the wheelie
bins. Cutting grass.
Kirsty, Lisa? Kirsty does the wheelie bins.
Lisa does the wheelie bins, too.
Right.
Kate does the wheelie bin occasionally. Yeah. And I got some. That's just.
I got a hedge.
That's definitely.
I painted a fence.
No, at least I did.
Power wash all the slabs.
At least I painted the fence. Why are you power washing slabs?
You're ruining them.
To clean them.
Clean them.
Talking all the good bath.
Right.
Like them.
Right.
You're
so I've got slabs out the back, and then did I see much sun in winter time? Mm-hmm. They get a bit of moss on them, so I'm just leave them.
Just use moss remover. That power washing.
I found out actually because I used to do that and I didn't do it this year.
You bugger the slabs.
Aye.
Ah, you'll tuck the top off. Fuck them. Mm-hmm. Then we will get in, ingress in, poof, burst the slab.
That's what's happened, shit. I paid a fortune for my backyard.
This is some man you can't argue with.
You'll talk.
Couldn't you believe it? So you need us to gates, even in your dad's seat. It's the first thing you step on.
Water'll get in.
Coming away.
It's just all heavy duty 3x2 slabs.
Oh, it's still happening, Mike. Well,
I believe you.
Trust me.
GPH.
Aye.
Trust me.
Man, can't you speak about when it comes to credit?
Didn't I do it? Mike, didn't I?
No.
You'll regret it.
Okay, but I've got a power washer.
Plus, it's a job less to do.
Aye, but you
too much sport to watch.
How often do you clean your gutters?
Once a year.
I hated D mine. I've done mine already because there's a big fuck off tree in autumn, obviously. I'd hate
you. Want to get me up a ladder link?
No.
Aye, you're two stories though. Bungalow is easy, but aye, 12 stories.
Neighbour. Aye. Okay.
Good. Keep the spooch clean.
Aye, you got to keep the spooch clean.
100%.
Central.
Essential home maintenance up.
Definitely.
Your neighbour, spoots aren't clean, lashing with rain, waterfall. Mm-hmm. And I'm going, how can you be sitting in his house hearing it?
Either that or it's gone back in, up the sofa and in a reef.
His father-in-law was there, knocking his pan in after a hard day's work, joining our old boy, Dean, into this house. And the boys moved in, so it was, the daughter was the boy's daughter, Ken. And he said nothing.
Here's a mug of truth for you. Should it be a crime to nae look after your garden? So you live in a neighbourhood, Abdi's kid, picket fence, mows the grass,
aye.
One asshole in the middle of the fucking street, doesn't cut his grass, doesn't weed, doesn't de fuck all,
no.
His fucking garden is a shambles. Aye. To me, that should be a criminal, a fineable
I agree.
Offence.
Aye.
Well, that just tells you all you need to ken about that person.
It does, like.
Because I think we'd all agree, none of us like gardening.
You
have to do it.
You have to do it.
Keep your property nice.
It ruins the whole street.
Aye.
What just tucks one asshole.
Yep.
Aye. Our neighbour up at Scotia, somebody moved down, was rented, and I reckon, fuck, it was, you never seen them.
Uh-huh.
And the fucking grass was a bit taller than me.
Aye.
I was like, it's next door.
Aye.
Ken, if they can let that hop in that grit, if it likes inside the house.
I can.
But if it'll be, I'm complaining to the council because my gable end of my house.
Oh, it's on the grass.
They're just letting it grow up. So I've had to go with my sister to get a hard of folk at the council because I'm kicking off about it because it makes my house look like an abortion.
Yeah. Aye.
And I've said to him a million times, let me buy the grun.
An abortion?
Aye. Abomination. It looks like it. Abortion. We know it.
But it's just shocking.
Aye. Yeah.
Council, when they sell you the grun?
No, they winna.
No, they're plugs.
See if they should do. They should maybe give folk a reduction in their council tax or something if they came
in.
Council tax a joke.
See in Switzerland, I think. If you keep your gardens clean and pristine and you get a reduction or get some money every month.
Yeah, well, that's your fucking price in Switzerland.
The council try to charge me for fucking sewage. I've got mine septic tank. Okay. Bastards, man.
Aye.
This is nah. This is you talk about sewage charge off.
Shire council. And you see, it skips. They've stopped the booking appointments, apart from one place.
West Hill.
West Hill.
No, Inverurie's the same.
Unbelievable.
Inverurie's
the same. There'll be a spill out to Aberdeen going to West Hill. Honest to fuck.
Tara still there?
That's the bullish thing.
No, bullish.
Fuck.
Just turn up.
Oh, jeez. The job works up there. I'm going to be happy.
No, they're having it work.
Before it used to be an abortion.
I use that all the time.
Right, we'll move on to fantasy this week update. In 5th position, Lewis One, Can't Stop, Won't Stop, 103.1 points. In 4th position, Bruce Graham, Bruce Winning 11, 103.3 points. In 3rd position, up, Sarah Stewart, Hotshot Harry.
Here he goes.
103.4. In 2nd position, Callum Wilson, 103.6. He's doing one spot. And up into 1st position this week, Brian McKinnon, Mac Attack, 105.3. So he's got like a 17-point lead.
Top of the boy Napier was... Was he there?
That's right.
He
Greg, he's 11th.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
He dropped down a few.
Scott Bowie
is 6th.
Aye.
Keith Robo, he's 7th.
Is he?
Aye, so it's tight at the top here. Mass, you are
55th.
55th.
This is coming into the
busy part, period.
Busy right. period, you've got to keep an eye on it.
Aye, so well.
That's me for
Man City's now got a game this game week, so. Plus Haaland's injured.
Yeah. So you need bad points again this week. 67 points.
Good. All my defensive players had clean sheets.
I had Saliba, Trent, and Tsimikas.
And I had West Ham goalie.
Oh, I did.
Fabianski.
Even my goalie on the bench, I benched Onana because I thought he's bound to concede me.
I had Areola. He never even played, so I got 65 points.
Aye. Solanke captain. He scored, even though I only played half a fucking game.
I'm up to 42nd. Bowen,
he scored. Son, he didn't do much.
Watkins was my captain. I had Palmer in.
Oh, aye.
And I also put Tavernier in because I thought they had a bad few games.
He should play for Rangers.
He just signed for Bournemouth. So, that's the fantasy update. We'll keep it going because we're going here. We hiatus, are we now?
Aye, 12 weeks off at Christmas.
12 weeks off at Christmas, just because of why it's landed, I think. It's just Boxing Day.
Aye.
In the second.
Just awkward.
You just fancied a break.
Yeah, a couple of days.
Fancied a break.
Aye. Yeah. But we're doing a quiz.
Christmas quiz.
Christmas quiz on the 27th of December, Wednesday night. I've got the quiz all written up.
Live on.
Time?
Half seven. The usual half seven.
Half seven.
Or seven.
Seven, half seven.
We'll sort it out. Seven, half seven on the 27th of Wednesday.
Live stream.
Live stream. We'll try and put it on Facebook, on YouTube, and on Instagram.
Superb.
Usual eight rounds.
Ten questions each round.
Ten questions each round.
Picture round.
Sport.
Sports round.
General knowledge.
General knowledge, entertainment, geography, picture round. Sport, music, general knowledge. And I've also got a question during a halftime.
No Ditloy's
this year.
Like that.
No serial killer round.
No serial killer rounds.
Fuck's sake. No, I guess the lyrics. I had this mind nothing.
No, there's no lyrics this year. But I've thrown in a few TV themes.
Aye. So is there a music round?
A music round. Aye. So there's five music questions and five intros.
I won last year, didn't I?
I think you did.
You did, aye. Yeah.
So.
Retain my title.
Right. So that's it, lads. Plans for Christmas? Just at home?
Just at home.
Aye, just at home.
We are here in New House. First Christmas in New House. So.
Aye. Mm-hmm. Family coming down?
No.
No?
No, they're not invited. No, it's just us.
It's 5 years.
Good. Just the 5 years.
Fine.
Daddy.
Yourself said just at home 4 years or
no, mom. My mum and Stuart and Helen's coming round by for Christmas dinner, so we'll seven of us. Seven. It'll be good.
Yeah.
It'll be good.
A few dramas,
a few beeries, supper, dinner going.
What time do you have your dinner? It's a contentious thing, is.
Mine's at dinner time.
So 1 o'clock?
1 buck of one.
What the fuck?
2 o'clock.
Yours is supper time for Christmas dinner.
So five.
4 or 5 o'clock, guy.
Oh, no, I'm
2 o'clock, 3 o'clock.
I'm looking to get a cheese board out by then.
Yours is at 3 this year. We're normally 1 o'clock, but we're hanging out at my brother's house this year.
Oh, right.
So sister's cooking food for the hell out of us.
Tidy.
Right. Brenda and Robert and...
Minnie
and...
You and your dad.
Me and my dad and Elaine and all right. that, so... Yeah. Be fine.
Right.
Good. Be fine. Drama this weekend, obviously, for the festives, going out, Dunk.
Aye.
Mad Friday.
Few nights out. Aye.
Mad Friday. No.
No. Mad Friday.
Too old.
Can't get him.
Too old for that.
That's a young man's here.
Leave it to the young whippersnappers. Yep. Good for a few pints. Tom's same it again. So a few pints Saturday. Looking forward to the Turra game actually.
Yeah.
Aye, we could do
30th. I like Pie Girl. Of course. Forgot that.
No.
Looking forward to that. So it should be good. I'd be interested to see. I've not seen Turra for ages. Yeah. So.
Good to see him play.
But just the boys are going to get a few babies and laugh. And
good stuff. Well, I'd say, good Christmas.
And yourself, folks.
See yourself. See you in 2024.
Yep. See you next Wednesday for the quiz.
Quiz.
And thanks, Abdi, that's listened this year.
This year. It's been appreciated. Abdi's bought us a coffee. Thank you very much. Oh.
Nobody bought us last week. Bastards.
Abdi's good.
Abdi's got Christmas presents. Santi presents to pay for. But no, thanks very much, Abdi, for listening this past year, and we'll see you on the flip side in 2024. Have a good Christmas and a good year, and we'll see you then. Take it easy. Bye.
No me moleste mosquito. No me moleste mosquito.
No me moleste mosquito, why don't you go home? No me moleste mosquito, let me eat my burrito. No me moleste mosquito, why don't you go home?